Blog Talk Radio.
Friday night, and we could not wait to lay down some knowledge, some wisdom, and some understanding, because it is about to get serious. If you have not felt the change, for whatever direction the winds may blow, just remember it blows in four directions, north, east, south, and west. And it asks the question, old son of man, can these bones live? Oh, yes. Y'all ready? For those of you who hang with us Friday night, we're going to make it have a lively time. It's going to be real. We're going to start doing some things. We're going to change some things up. So listen carefully. I know Sunday, because of what's going on and so forth, you know, we're doing a lot of traveling. We're going to always keep a show, and it's going to be the alternate day. It's going to be Fridays. We might switch it up, but we will get back on schedule, basically, once we get. And I'm seeing a lot of the country. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. So many beautiful people out there. So many beautiful things going on across the 10 regions. And let me just say this. Some states are just outrageous. And it's not the whole state. It could be a part of the state. where funds are mostly delegated. It's not the whole state that's going along with it. Fundamentally, it's very hard to get everybody to do everything. You know that by being in your own house. But the day we had to change it up, we had to come on today to let you know, because Biden, Armageddon, the symbolic location, we about to blow y'all up in here, because it is just unbelievable the amount of people, educated people, people with high learning, I mean academia, and how vulnerable they are to the street game, the hustle game, the play game. Even though each one of us got a little player and a little whatever it is in you, nothing like having common sense knowledge. And right now, those of you who are listening, we're going to party like a rock star tonight. We got to recognize that you not a part of this foolishness. And to find yourself amongst this is going to be the night of the living dead. Because, you know, it's creeping. Friday's always been, when you're a young kid, Friday night was creature feature night. So we're going to put it on you tonight. It's creature feature time. If you do not understand for the first time that the whole world is being mandated for a shot around the world, and everybody knows that's unprecedented. Even those who once said, why don't y'all just take the shot? You got the shot on your arm. You know how we got the shot on our arm? Those of you in a certain age group, back in them days, they was giving us polio vaccine. We didn't know. We youngsters. We minors, like my man be saying, minors. Well, that is so true. Our parents did not fight it because, you know why? They was told to do it too. But it wasn't the whole world like it is today. This is a special thing. And this thing is going to bring us to where we call the Armageddon. It's already in Armageddon time. The war is already going on. It is now going to the phases of the horsemen. See, there's seven horsemen riding, right? Or no, it's four horsemen riding. They're going to open up the seven seals, they say. What seals are they talking about? And what the four represent? Everybody hear every interpretation you can hear on her. Everybody. I mean, everybody's. But what if this is something bigger than what we've been told? For them to come up with this vaccine, and those of you, I tried to put on some clips today that they wouldn't even let me put on. There's one that the military actually said, hell, Satan. Y'all thought I was making up about them worshiping Satan. Remember, I've been saying this for years. It's not even a joke no more. After I learned it and been experienced around, I said, man, these people do, we is worshiping Satan. And they call him Saturn. And all the people are following this initiation. This initiation is called the COVID vaccine Luciferian initiation. It welcomes the Satanists. It is showtime, folks. Time to wake up, because guess what they plan to do? We are witnessing the collapse of the Roman Western civilization is going on as we speak. Remember, I did a show years ago. I said during the time of the collapse of Rome, talk show hosts would be cooking stars. Cooking people was the biggest celebrities now. Is that not facts that they are? You know, we're going to get all y'all in here today, because it's Friday night. Let's get your little wines together, sip on what you do, and get that phone ready, because we want to hear from you. But first, you know, we got to put it down a little bit to get the show hyped up. Put some fire on this. If this is the case, that everything written about Alexander Hossett, two Babylons. Now they even admitting they don't found footprints. Remember them books with J.J. Rogers? They don't found footprints. They still digging in the earth in Mexico, the oldest they ever seen. So every day is a new adventure here in fantasy land. Every day, something could solidify what you've been told. Like this was called New Egypt, new. You know, you can solidify that with some of what's going on. That's a fact. But the Armageddon is not the same thing. The Armageddon is all-inclusive. I mean, all will come in. The Armageddon don't care about nothing else but the great battle. It's in Latin before they changed it. It's in Greek. We can't dismiss the ancients, and this program would not dismiss because we bring all facets of the occult world into one program. And you can't say we don't. But we don't get deep right here because guess what? The nightmare on Elm Street. See, what y'all don't get, they didn't show you zombie movies for nothing. They did not show you that for nothing. Thing is done with precision and design. And then you say, well, what about all the blacks that are already taking a shot? Now, y'all got hyped up on Nicki Minaj. Much love to you, Nicki Minaj. Even if you was sounding crazy to some, I'm sure there's so many lies just like it is here in Chester and Trini. It's got to be a bunch of lies going on everywhere we go. Some people saying their family died. You hear it all day. My neighbor died of COVID. You know, all your life, he's been eating. His big ass was sitting up, not doing nothing. And just died of COVID. Huh? When you know he had diabetes. But see, you lied to yourself. This is called a panopticon society. Panopticons, that's what we are. We are now monitoring ourselves without no problem. So when a new credit card come out called a monitor, and y'all go along with it because Samuel Jackson is in blackface, making you feel good, oh, let's get the monitor. And you become a Megatron, don't blame nobody. That's how it works. Because they setting us up for the credit, digital credit society that you already in. Because you can't get no house today without no credit. We had a, you know, I talk to people sometimes. I think I'm getting debate. I just like to see people what they say when you ask them a hard question. They usually get mad. They usually get mad. So that tells you intimidation, not even on your strength level or body, but just mental. Mental makes people nervous. They say, well, oh, shit, he asked some hard questions. They're going, then that's when they get violent or you're going to have to get. So you have to watch who you talk to with a balance. Very much so. But listen to what they're doing. It says the nightmare is never going to the living will envy the dead. That's what it says in the book of Armageddon. The living will envy the dead. So they will collapse, collateral damage. They figure mankind, whatever's fighting in the seventh heavens that you don't know is on earth because you can't see them. You can't even see them. You think you could see them. Because you think you're clairvoyant. Well, how come Haiti, with all the clairvoyant vordoons they got, couldn't foresee this that's going on? We're going to get deep today, so get ready for everybody to get it. Everybody going to get it. It's going to be a holy war today. But the nightmare, collateral damage. That's why, how could you forget that they said, hey, let's take a good problem and make it great. You know, we could take a, you know, they said this in their own meetings on TV. Never let a good problem go to waste. So if we blow up a whole building, we'll take advantage. Same thing going on now. Now, I got to play something for y'all just before we get started with this show because y'all need to hear some stuff. You know, I think we forgot the premise of this program. Facts matters. Never forget that. Facts matters. And because we haven't heard this in so long, it's my fault. You know, you got to take responsibility for your own directions. I should always play this for y'all because facts is powerful. If you don't have the facts, that's why so many of us go to jail. They say we want the facts. And then we don't never give the people the facts, of course, because the lie outweighs all that. People love that lie. Let's be honest. Let's be honest. Just like we can lie and say that y'all thought all these events that have been going on is actually going on. You know, it's like, oh, yeah, yeah, they doing, this is just happening. Everything going on is, there's no conspiracy. I'm like, you got to be joking. No conspiracy, then how they killed Jesus, everybody. So before we even get deeper, this is the foundation of why we call it Facts Matters.
Very, very simple thing, that if you have a certain worldview, and conservatives have one worldview and progressives have a very different one, if you have a certain worldview that doesn't allow you to see the facts, then you won't see them. And the reason is very simple. In general, when you perceive something comes into your eyes, you have about a tenth of a second before it becomes conscious, and it will change in that tenth of a second to fit what you already know or believe. It will change fast, and it changes either, I mean, this is flashes of light will change, things you touch will change, all of those things will change, and ideas will change. So when you have facts that come in that won't fit the way that you understand the world, then you won't, the way you understand the world is going to change, is not going to change. The facts will either be ignored, ridiculed, or attacked because they will threaten the way you understand the world or not threaten them. People will be happy with the way you understand the world and ignore the facts. But the frames that frame the facts are part of your brain. They're physical. All ideas are physical. They're in your brain. When they come in, that part of your brain is not going to change. And so you have lots of people in this country who have conservative worldviews, and, you know, they just don't see it. It's not like they're denying it. It's not like they, oh, I know that fact and I'm going to deny it. It's like it's not even a fact.
That's what the problem is today. So we must take this as a purification that even when people don't, it's not that they don't see the facts, they don't know it is the facts. They don't know that it is the facts. That's deep right there in itself. Because they only know their zip code. People who have never traveled out of their zip code or their state cannot possibly know what goes on in certain cities or certain areas. Even when you go to visit, you know it ain't really how you party all the time, but you're dealing with it because you're on vacation. Same program. You always want to go back home. But what drives this machine for us to believe that this is not part of our home is part of Armageddon, the symbolic location. See, everybody wondered, where does Armageddon going to take place at? It already took place. It ain't never stopped taking place. It's a great war within yourself. Show you how deep this goes. They said right now they know by us giving everything over. All data is given over without a problem. You have given consent to give everything over. So they don't have no resistance whatsoever to say, oh, well, let's put this in the contract where we can now tax them on everything. This goes for everybody. Ain't nobody getting away from this. And this is what they're about to do. Now, see, I call it the Biden Armageddon because right now, on simple transaction, you wonder why Obama went, this is why he got fired, a rabbit trail. Why did he hire all those IRS agents back in the day? Then when you do the research and check it out and talk to people who've been in that, they tell you themselves, well, you know, we was out, you know, they was taking a look at everybody's stuff. You notice when they got to that part, let's talk, the Tea Party disappeared. Once that FBI agent started coming, the IRS agents. Well, guess what? You had a little reprieve. He's making some money for the next couple of years. Some of y'all that know what it's about. All of a sudden, now real estate agents are nervous. See, y'all played yourself. Because you're going to end up in the Biden Armageddon. Now, see, what's going on now is you're going to be taxed because you thought they're going to tax the rich. Woo-hoo. How dumb can you be? If they're going to tax the rich. How are they taxing the rich? It's the question you better all ask yourself, because many of you psychologically or physically went into that direction, thinking everything is a psychosis of the opposite. Just like the 400-year prophecy. See, you thought the 400 years meant you was going to get... No, the 400 years means you no longer exist. New people are about to take your place, oh great Hebrew Israelites. You ain't stopping none of the Islamic, Middle Eastern, East Africa, everybody that's coming here ain't even thinking about that. Just be honest. They thinking about getting some properties and taking over your neighborhood. Now, that sounds like the end of 400 years. Now, you can take it like you want. Remember, everything's flipped over and flipped in reverse when it comes to the occult world. Now, let's go with the facts. If you don't know they're coming after your checks, because once they allow the IRS to go into your bank, that means they see everything you do already that is discretionary. Remember, some of y'all putting the discretionary funds that ain't taxed. Why would he do that? You better ask yourself a question. Are you setting yourself up to barden Armageddon? Now, let's even go further. Just come out of a meeting. Y'all got it. Y'all heard Brother Eddie, Brother D, all say they, you know, they'll sit y'all, everybody on this line, on the connection, have been instrumental in telling people what's going on. But here's some more. When you got a person that has a meeting by the name of Klaus Schwab and says, you'll own nothing and you'll repay your share, but you'll be happy. This came out of a meeting, unquote. And so now what they're doing, and I so you brave people who are now losing your jobs, you are true. You are true to your you ain't wavering. See, that's what the scripture was. Those of you believe in their called scriptures, I know it. They got meaning just because you don't understand all of that. Just because, see, ain't no in between. It tells you either you ain't no either hot or cold. Ain't no lukewarm. See, those of you who wouldn't see lukewarm people gonna be nervous in a minute because they gonna be the major majority that could either tip the scales. The lukewarm. You won't be able to stay lukewarm much longer. Because when the Armageddon come and get you, you say, what do you mean come and get you? What you think they doing? If you let it come get you. Now, there is a reverse to this. We're going to get deep into that as we... Because the reverse is all of the states. Most of the states, California was so scared that people did a recall. I want y'all to think a minute. 2 million people sign a petition. That's hard to do right there. Try to get people to petition. I feel bad on young people. They be trying to get you to get, you know, petition to get something for their school and all that stuff. You got to try to get some. That's a hard work. I know how it was. I used to go door to door. I know how hard it is to actually get people to listen. So the petition got 2 million. That's a lot of people in California. Now, we had a great show. I want y'all to know this. We plug in everything tonight. Anthony had a show out of this world. We had the actual actor play O.J., play a litany of great movies. Please go back to the archives and listen to that show. It just was recent. And I'm telling you, he this man is accomplished in the arts. And he was kicking it. And I was thinking about all the movies. I said, man, these movies have just told us the whole script. Everything I'm talking about, I just seen on Amazon. Serum, anti-venom. I mean, Venom. Actually, Venom is all the movies coming out is about a serum. Some type of shot. Quarantine. All these movies got all this in it today. Why are they doing it? Because they know that law enforcement, healthcare, private sector, stakeholders, they had a meeting with law enforcement, healthcare, and private sector shareholders on how to quarantine large portion of rural communities. That's a fact. just because you didn't go or hear about it, it's just because you don't participate in what's going on in your neighborhood. So when they take it over, you can't complain now. See, I'm being real with you. Can't complain because you've seen this happening. That's why I told you, the wrath, you ain't going to be able to blame nobody. That's how deep this program, this matrix is. You can't even blame nobody because you participated in it subconsciously. So ain't no blaming. That's why I told you Armageddon is all-inclusive. Now look what they're doing. New York. See how smooth it is with black folks? I'm about to shut it up in a minute because I'm going to have a half hour moment to put y'all in here. De Blasio. Everybody know who read any type of knowledge know De Blasio was a socialist. He's so smooth. What better chick to get? The original gangster. He go get a black woman. That's the original gangster. I'm trying to tell y'all a story about the you want the gangsters. Yeah, y'all listen to me carefully. He is gangster. Then they got a nice son. He look like, you know, model looking, football looking, or whatever he is looking. This is well thought about. Doing all kind of diabolical shit to New York. Now, here's how crazy that city could possibly be. That's the state of my so-called passport. I'm trying to figure out how y'all running from New York to Florida, to Georgia, to Alabama, Texas, talking all this crap, but you running from the state that you in, just like the refugees running from the countries they in. See, it's called reverse psychology. Now, y'all ready for this? See, you run, the only reason why you running better because you in the same territory. So basically, each state is obligated to take you in because you are the, you know, the union. And here's where it gets deep. I don't have a problem with that, but why aren't you upset? Oh, especially black folks. Let's get deep with y'all today. Y'all are the only, you know, y'all the number one group that's not vaccinated. You know, we the number one group and not vaccinated because we supposedly be conscious enough to all you Dr. CB loving people to say our bodies, common sense say we can have natural immunity. That's not even talked today in the conscious black community. You know what the black community talking about? Y'all know I ain't making this up. Of fake vaccinations. You talk to them, you will swear that the whole family got COVID. You know they over there doing all kind of crazy shit. COVID is the least thing you worried about in some of these black neighborhoods. You'd be like, he got COVID. He dead? Yeah. If that was the real case. And we're going to do a comedy night one night, too. Because, you know, comedy is beautiful. And I think we got to start laughing at some of this bullshit. It's crazy. Now, this is what they did. This is a meeting. This is implemented in a meeting. Now, here we go. We got to get deep. And I'm about to let y'all go. Look at this, how crazy this is. De Blasio ordered the business to deny services to unvaccinated, which accounts for 30% of the city's population. Uh-oh. 30%. Oh, who are they talking about? Black folks. Now, you are now talking about racism and all this bullshit that the Russians gave us because the word racist is a new terminology. That's just common sense right now. Was no such thing as racism when black folks had slaves first. I don't know, but maybe you don't know that. That's because you don't know the facts, even if the facts are the facts. So, obviously, you heard that. So, let's go further. If this is the case, you should be upset, black folks, at the way you are now going to be treated. You will be now being cut off. You remember in slavery, you claim you had no choice. You know, you nothing you could do. But now somebody who's the same party as the actual Ku Klux Klan, that's the facts. The same party, I don't think they changed. They're doing the same policies, using the same blacks that y'all seen in Django. But the movie was Dixieland. Dixieland was actually in New York. Did you not know that? Dixieland is not in the South. Look it up, everybody. Facts do matter on this program. Let's get deep. And I'm going to shut it up in a minute. We at the 9 o'clock hour. Now that they is able to pull this one off as a stunt, It remains to be seen how he's going to enforce this, though. See, this is called an edict. It's not a law, everybody. An edict is Roman Pope papacy law. So is mandate. That's why it's called the collapse of the... You think it's the collapse of the Roman Empire. That's what they wrote. But is it? Let's go to Nazi Germany. And I'm going to let y'all in. Because this law has the same ramifications of Nazi Germany. The leaders in this stream of text is called ID 2020 Alliance, the collaborative of more than 35 members of actual Microsoft, Rockefeller Foundation, MasterCard, of course, IBM, International Chambers of Commerce, MIT, SafePath, Bill Gates, Gavi, General Vaccine Alliance. Here where it gets crazy. Being that it has graphene or graphite, which is able to move around through nanotechnology, only way they could pull this off was with a massive experiment, just like the Nazis did in Germany. And then the only way this could be pulled off is to say it's a pandemic that's been planned since the beginning of time. And the only way we can ask the question of why is they want you to become blue tubes. Are y'all ready for this program? Let's get busy. We're on the half mark. We about to get out. The facts show that the numbers change with the people passing only makes sense when these people themselves are devices. This is what I just said. They want to make you devices, appliances, commodities. This is human slavery at a massive scale based off who we on the healing. For a long time, we used to be on 3 nights in a row. You know, it's tough. Man, that could happen. Let me get some callers. Jump on this because it is powerful. The first one was sex matters. We can get deeper into how it really matters. 4269. Thank you for tonight. On the healing. Four two. Got your hand up, hit the number one button. 4269. Not. All right. For those who don't know, if you hit for first time, hit the number one button when you want to talk. Well, unhit it. I try to keep you in the loop as much as possible so y'all can get some information out here to everybody out there. Let's keep it rolling. If you got y'all want to jump in, feel free to jump in. Because information is king. Y'all coming from 10 regions. If y'all don't know it's 10 regions, look up the board of governors that they did under Nixon. Was never rescinded. Each region has a capital. Let's keep it going. 8554, you on Friday night.
What's up, man? Hey, you were just breaking up a couple minutes ago, so I just want to let you know that. So I don't know if they are already messing with the show or what.
I think you know that word.
Yeah, so... I was just in Memphis a few weeks ago. You, it's funny you mentioned about the traveling thing. And to be honest with you, the sad thing about it, I was in the hood. I couldn't tell the difference between Memphis and Chicago, especially in terms of all the black folks, Negroes, walking around 70, 80, 90 degrees with them goddamn masks on. It's the same program, bro. Same, what it's called, the algorithm. I mean...
Yep. I agree. No, I agree.
It's like, ain't too much more you can say. Now, supposedly, I think this upcoming Wednesday, Sleepy Joe's supposed to be here. I don't know what part. I don't know if he's actually coming to Chicago, he's coming on the suburbs, whatever. But he's promoting the mandated vaccine program. So you already know that, like especially here and other places. You actually got a lot of nurses, military folks, policemen, firemen. They're not going for it.
Right.
But with that being said, now the common people is going to be hurt in terms of, since those people are going to be gone,
services.
It's going to be more shortage of services. Because we got to look at both sides of this. There's going to be a domino effect. It's going to be a cause and an effect. But we're talking about the Hegelian principle, too. Problem, reaction, solution.
Yeah. Those of you that know that exactly for to actually wait it out and do it, because it's going to crush the healthcare system. Where it'll be unbelievable. What takes it's going to be, and I say thick because people are reacting the way that they're going to create a new, just like these resistance. Society that will just keep flourishing of what we've been seeing. Plenty of doctors don't do well. People are the unvaccinated. If you know, autistic, you walk around and obviously
you might go get some hey, bro, I can't even hear you now.
You can't hear me from something.
No.
You know how it works. Okay, I'm back in here. All right, I'm going to do a little setup. Let me just set this tone down. Bear with me, y'all. Oh, come on. Okay. That's not me, everybody.
Now you're echoing.
It's amazing. Hold on, I'm trying to work so we can mute this thing. Go ahead, talk, brother, but let me get this taken care of right quick.
Right.
So I mean, just like what happened here about a month or so ago with the police department. So the mayor, Beetlejuice had mandated the vaccines for all the city employees, which includes the city police. And so the police union was like, you know, fuck you. We not taking it. But even beforehand, we got to go back some months, whatever, with the whole defund the police paradigm, you know, stemming
right.
from the George Floyd incident. And once again, using race as a weapon. But like I said, the financier,
right.
George Soros, go look that man up. You know,
they got to.
So now
they
we
got to
start connecting the dots.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now, bro.
Okay, good. Now you mentioned that you gave the knowledge of the book, COVID, the reset, Klaus Schwab.
Yeah, COVID. Yeah, Klaus Schwab.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
tell everybody, get that goddamn book. Get that book and read it.
Right. Now that would purify me. To say to people that if you read this, and this dude could tell you that they said this, we reading it ourselves, we see it through reality. It's not like we don't see it. It's like, okay, he's saying this, but it ain't really happening. You know, they say bullshit. People talk bullshit. This is an actual implementation that is going into physical. Ain't no speculative, everybody. This is operative information, what they say and they doing. So this is why it's pertinent that y'all realize, because we talk on this program, with all you on here who knows exactly what's going on, y'all are like the new, what I say, y'all better realize what Dry Bones meant. It said it came out of something that was in chaos, and it came to fruition because it's going to take that to bring people together. Let me ask you about that. You said Tennessee, and it's a different vibe. What do you see the ethnic makeup? What would you say the ethnic makeup was?
I was only down there a few days. Actually, I'm going back down there soon, but the vibe was a little bit different, you know. And I had conversations with black folks about, you know, what's going on with this whole COVID thing. A lot of them agreed, said it was some bullshit. But then,
right.
like I said,
I
overall, I had went to a gas station. Well, for one thing, what messed me up, you know, normally in the hood, you go into the gas station, you see one of them A-Rats behind the counter, and it was a sister, kind of fucked me up, but it was like people that was going into the gas station, she was stopping them out the door, hey, You can't come in here with no mask on. I said, wow. Same bullshit
okay, so
is
the,
going
so,
on here was going
right, so,
was
right,
going
so
back
sister,
in Chicago.
Right, so the sister now, I know it's... Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Man, this shit crazy. I think I don't have no more power over there. Okay, that's what I do. All right. It was like when it came down saying continue the show. I'm like, well, what's why the why that?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, don't worry. We're working with this. Now, let me ask you, because when I say ethnic makeup as well, what was the ratio that you see from black to white, black to Spanish?
I mean, you know what? That's a good question because, like I said, I was only down there a short time, but I really didn't see no Mexicans. I didn't see no Mexicans. This was downtown, not near downtown Memphis. I didn't see no Mexicans. I saw a few
white
people.
White? So just a few white people. Okay, so that's
few white
that's
people. I saw mostly black.
Okay, so that means that area, and I'm looking at this area for what's going on because we got some people there as well. Very, 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 when I say political. They show that they're not on TV when you look at some of their commercials or something, like they not going along with it, but they are going along with it when you say like the gas stations. What about overall? Did you see
Now remember, Memphis has a Democratic mayor too.
Right. Okay.
So we got to put that in the mix also.
Okay. Good point there. I want y'all to realize what we're saying is because these states are at war too. It's Armageddon in these states. That's how deep this goes. Let me get some more calls in this. Appreciate it. Stay with me, man. You know we work this. 8984. Y'all jumping in. It says now we got no. I'm going to tell y'all something. This is crazy. Y'all the only ones on the show. They made sure nobody could come in. It says no callers. Never seen that one. Wow. All right. I'm going to try to keep everybody in this mix so we don't really know what's going on. We're going to have to do. Let me go to 8984.
Hi, thank you for having me on. I wish the highest exaltation to everyone. When you were saying how a lot of times people get upset from the facts earlier, I know it happened to me. Well, it probably still does happen, but years ago when it happened to me, someone said something to me that was true. I didn't know it was true at the time, but I was so upset about it until I kept trying to find out everything I could about it. And what I did find out is that the truth hurts. And when the truth hurts like that, we have the spirit, the good spirit, and the evil spirit. So when that truth hurts us like that, that's because that evil spirit has taken over and that demon is ruling our thoughts. And just like you were saying earlier, I think it was something like you were saying, you were speaking of a part of a person or something, and you said, yeah, well, that's such and such. And we do. We have so many different parts to us. When you spoke of the military in the very beginning, did you say the military was like Satan?
No, the military was caught. Somebody taped them at a meeting. They had a slide presentation. Look up Tucker Carlson, everybody. I happen to see it. Somebody sent it to me. And they actually were saying the vaccine was for the sacrifice to Satan. I was like, I couldn't believe it. It like blew me out. I said, wait a minute, let me go check this to make sure this ain't no prank. It wasn't a prank. The military responded to the accusation and said it was an unauthorized meeting. Y'all look it up. Y'all just look it up. It's amazing that they got away with this. No net. That's why I'm telling people the media is under the occult spell. They need this media to make people, because if you remember what the said about, it says a tenth of a second. So what television done, and it's a great, I looked up, you know, people in on there, so y'all jump in when y'all feel to help me out with this. Many of the earlier propagandists that came over here from the Hitler era got into Hollywood, and they knew that television, being that is a multimedia eye contact to the pineal gland and the 10% of your mind, they knew they can manipulate us. They got a history of telling us all over the place. So this is what's going on today. They figured now they can digitize us and that we're going to a virtual reality and that our minds will only be in a virtual state of mind where we'll be almost like the movie It's sad to say for Soylent Green.
Mm-hmm. And another thing was too that, as you were speaking of that vaccine years and years ago when we were so young, you know, I don't know if our parents knew then or what, but they shot me with that vaccine when I was only 7 years old. And that vaccine could have, in some ways maybe it did, I was like paralyzed, sort of crippled, but for some reason my will went on. I would be in the gym class in high school, and mm-hmm. even at that time, I was so messed up that I would have to leave the gym class, and I'd have to crawl all the way to the nurse's office from that vaccine from 7 to high school. Then I had my yeah. first child when I was 23. It took me all of that time for that stuff to leave my body. So I say never, wow. nobody is going to put any of it in me anymore. And right. What they did is maybe a year ago, they offered me $2,000 to take it. And now I hear what they're doing is I hear they're offering people $200. But I don't care how much money they offered me because it's always health before wealth, you know?
And right, yeah.
One more thing yeah. I wanted to ask you personally. You're dry bones, right?
Yeah, correct.
Okay. When I was on last Wednesday with the call with Antoinette, I
oh,
was
that was
talking
a beautiful
about
show.
The yes, yeah. I was talking about I wanted to make a movie. Now
right,
I didn't
I
know
remember.
If you okay, and then you mm-hmm. spoke of Benjamin Banneker, the guy that built the White House after it left Philadelphia.
I said that. Good memory. Thank you. See, that's why we need
you're
some
welcome.
Connection here.
But what I was,
yeah,
but I what I. But mm-hmm. go ahead. But
no,
what I wanted
say,
to
that
make
movie
sure,
was never made.
I know. I remember you saying that, and I had never even thought of that before. But he's one of my favorite characters. And so after you said that, I was thinking, well, did you say it was something you wanted to do, or did you say it was something you would like to be seen did?
I said that I would, if I had the money, that's what I said. I said, and when he talked about, because he was so, this the brother was, y'all don't know that show that we're talking about, please go to archives. This was, he'd been in so many, and he acted with some of the greats that's in movies today. So I hope to get him back on answering that show. But get back to what we're talking about. He mentioned about movies that are being made. And I mentioned that the greatest movie that could ever be made would be like National Treasure would be Benjamin Banneker taking over and putting the treasures around D.C., being that he is the architect. And I said that would be the greatest film ever. It'd be like Harry Potter, that's, but he's black. And we were like, you know, I made it, but I said if I had the money, that would be mm-hmm. the character I would go to Hollywood and make. That's what I
said. Okay, because both say thank you. Because what I was saying is you didn't say you were going to do it. It's something I'm not going to have a lot of money or anything, but I can take something
right.
and do. I could take nothing and do everything.
Just remember, hey, get with me on. I'll collaborate with you on the writing part. Hey, whoever you get it, but we can write some stuff up. People want because it's almost like this is very much a mystery of that development. Let me just say this to everybody, just so we get clarity on this.
Okay.
We're not, like, making this up. Benjamin Banneker and them were high-level Masons. High-level.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And for them to be able to build an obelisk that's a penis, which is what you see, and the Oval Office, which is D.C., is nothing more than the celestial of the male and female principle they put there together. And that's what this brother made. He came up with the front. I gave y'all the whole story just by giving y'all the Grand Orient Lodge. Just look up the Grand Orient Lodge of France and Benjamin Banneker. And I'm going to give y'all another tidbit because, you know, I get so much information. We got going to these different places. I want y'all to know that the Democratic Party is part of the Illuminati. You know why I know? Because when you look up people, it's a fact. Yeah, because
yes.
because just look up the Masonic story of Thomas Jefferson, and he went to France all the time. Just look him up. He even married a black woman just like de Blasio.
Yeah, right.
This is all orchestrated. Let's keep this show rolling. I told you it's Friday night. It's Friday night. When we was young, we used to be happy to watch Friday nights. Oh, we knew the mummy from Egypt was coming, Frankenstein from Germany, the werewolf, and all these stories y'all thought was just made up. Wait till you finish this program. Let me go to 4269. Let me get you in there. We're going to take a – I got something for y'all. You know, I know you've been waiting. I guess y'all don't – because now it says – I got to call. I don't know if people can call in or not. I'm hoping that this goes because the internet now has been having problems. Have y'all been noticing that? Yes. I don't know.
Yeah, and I don't think that's an accident.
No, the internet is having problems. Very much so. And again, I see Brother Ray. I see you in there, Antoinette. Thank you for helping. You might have to help with this transmission because he's just spinning. But I got it. Oh no, I know why. Oh man, this is crazy. Okay, stay with me, y'all. Stay with me.
Yeah. Quickly, I'm just gonna say this. The reason why I just made that comment because like on another show a couple of nights ago. Brother was talking about, you know, the new drug that that came out that's supposedly curing the COVID-19, and every time he mentions it, they cut the show off. That's why I said that.
Yeah, but hey, I'm not surprised. I think everybody's gonna find out soon that this is not a joke. But that they know people is resistant. They listening. We allow it to be happening. Because we on their medium. We haven't yet developed a medium, so that's why this new thing is called, I hate to say the names, but because I mean, I won't say, there's other apps now. Y'all have to start going to the underground apps to really get your information out because the internet will make you think it's going out. And people will, they got your IP number. I deal with computers. I hate to tell people this, but believe me, you ain't got enough energy to stop this with the firewall. If they feel you saying something, they just got a kid here in our area. I said kid because he riding the goat. They just got a kid. Y'all letting your kids ride the goat by going to school and having the mask on them because it suffers the brain. But
that's
it's
right.
It suffers the brain. So they got it where the kid just said, on an app, just, I guess he was having fun. I don't know what fun is today for these young people, but he threatened to go to kill a school. They knew immediately through social media. The kids they put it on social media. They went straight to the parents. I don't know what's going to happen because it just happened here in South Florida, but I'm telling you, people do not realize your words are being heard on the internet. You may not think they are. But there's a job industry of people who watch only the internet every day to get a paycheck. And they will surveillance your ass all day long. I found out you can put all you got. These apps are following us, everybody. I mean, I saw how crazy I tell people. I said, man, I know I'm not that bright. But my phone is actually listening because when I come back, it's all what
it's
I just
thought
about.
It's a tracking device. Mm-hmm.
And now we act like it ain't real, and it is definitely real, everybody. It's real. Let's get some more callers. I just want people to realize we're not on this show to be crazy, but this is fact because, again, your biggest fears is your biggest beliefs that it is real, and that's what scares you because you know it's real. 9451, you on the internet, if it lets you go through. There you go. Thank you. 5-4-5,
y'all hear me?
Back in. I hear you. Go ahead.
It's Thomas in New York. What's good, brother? How are you?
Oh, man. Well, hey, what's up, brother? Good to have you on here. Peace.
Peace, man. I wanted to say a few things, man. What you just described about D.C., if you come to New York and you look at the New World Trade Center building and go to the right under it, it's the Oculus. So this is like the huge hub for the fast train that takes everyone to New Jersey, right? And it runs under the World Trade Center. So, but they made it this huge white shape, and it has a split right down the middle. And they open the two, like the glass right down the middle, if you're inside of it, and you look at it from the, just looking straight up, and you see the split right down the middle, you realize you're inside of a vagina. It's the human representation, it's like the representation of the vagina, and you're looking right up at the big black obelisk, the New World Trade Center, you know what I'm saying, which is the penis. And I said, look at this, you know what I'm saying, a big white vagina and a big black penis, you know what I'm saying? Just Google it, man, the World Trade Center site, you'll see it. And for the movies, right, they got this new technology out. So with real ray tracing, or with lumens, which is the new one, lumens, right, you could essentially, you know how the Pixar movies look, Drawbones? So they look kind of real, but you could kind of tell it's kind of not real, but it looks real close to real people. You know what I'm talking about?
Right, go ahead.
Or even like how they did the new Lion King where the lions, tigers, and shit look real. So the lumens is that. That's the lumen. You could pretty much make the characters you want through the movie, you straight through your computer. No real actors, though. You know what I'm saying? You kind of controlling that with these characters. You create, you could make the movies, you know, because that's the future of movie making. That's why you see Will Smith in that movie where he's playing two characters. One of them is a digital version of him when he was young. And the other one is him.
Gemini Man.
Gemini, right, correct.
So it'll look as clear as Gemini Man. That's how good it is now. And the lumens made it so you don't have to do no programming. You just pretty much point the direction you want your character to go. They walk on its own. You can choose if you want them to have a bop, you want them to have a limp. You know what I'm saying? It's so simple. And I was like, man, they're using this to make video games and virtual reality simulations. But you could essentially use that to make your own out. We could use that to make our own movie. You know what I'm saying? Because we all got the movies in our head we want to make. We could use this just to make them. It's really simple. It's like creating your own character in the basketball game on the PlayStation. You know what I'm saying? You can get someone, you know, you pick the face and you change this, the cheeks and, you know, beard. Oh, that looks exactly how the character I want to look. You save it. You know, you put the body type, you know,
right,
you save
it. I see it all the time. Yeah, now I see that all the time. And again, I tell people, the animation is so real. I mean, I was playing, you know, you look at people playing Madden, and you say, my goodness, it's like they made them. It's like we're being avatars, but that makes us like avatars. Then
because
thought this was a joke, but this is reality. We are actually becoming avatars, and avatar is not a bad word. Everybody, I hope y'all realize that avatar is a serious word. I mean, you able to go in and out of dimensions. Now that may not be a bad thing for some people. You know, how y'all take that? I mean, I'm going to hear from y'all. And those of you on the line, I think we back on the internet. Let me ask you about that. I've seen some other symbols that you got in the Port Authority in New York. Been there.
Yeah,
I mean, beautiful. The symbols of the four corners of the I think it's the world, it's not the world, it's Port Authorities down there. They got this beautiful Masonic statues of the white man in four corners of the earth, and very deep, I mean very deep and symbolic. Y'all go look it up, everybody. It's on you can look it up, Google. That's another city. Now it seems to be, I mentioned Dixieland, people think that that's from the South, but it's really from New York. You know, Dixieland. Yeah. No, let's be real, because my passport says New York State, and I know, because we got family in all these areas. But it is to be symbolically, the black community, let me just use that as simple, was actually a prominent. I mean, when you look up the Five Points and all that, they leave out that the blacks and the Irish were actually some of the major movers and shakers of New York, but they leave this out.
Sure.
I'm gonna do a program on this, everybody, to show you that blacks had the Irish shining their shoes. I got pictures of it.
The blacks owned all of what today is Greenwich Village. That was all black.
Thank
people.
You.
And all the buildings in Greenwich Village was built by black people, and they some of them got the cornerstone
There you go.
It's all
Thank
five
you
masons. It's all
Thank
five
you.
Masons. Corn, you could tell
you
the
said
difference
cornerstone.
Between,
yeah.
You could tell the difference between
go.
What the black people built. I think we was talking about this. I was texting you. I was like, yo, you
yeah.
can see the difference between what we built.
No,
they just
did.
Built their
yeah,
shit right
I,
on
yeah.
top of it.
Yeah,
because
hey,
I can show pictures from the 1700s.
I'll be looking at everything. Don't worry. I can't respond to everything, but I'll be looking. I said, that's a good one. You be sending. That's why I love y'all. They send the pictures. They don't play. They send the pictures. They don't be playing with us. So, yeah. That, but I said something today. They are starting to say, but they always have said. They've been signing everybody excavations in every region of North America that predates. They don't want to say because they made Egypt a sacred order, and they made it a sacred order, and that Egypt goes across two parallel lines, and y'all think it's Egypt, but it's the whole parallel line. It has nothing to do with Egypt is on the parallel line, but they don't want to tell you about the other parallel line because you will wake up if you knew that your parallel line is the same one. Let me get some more. Let's go here for a minute, because I'm glad y'all brought this up, that they're building on top of stuff. They are building on top. They've been building on top of stuff. That is absolutely a fact. No one could deny that. These architects that are out there today, they know this. Are they getting energy? I want to ask y'all, do you think building over us? Let me get Ray in here, too. You think building over us actually creates a portal? I'm going to ask all y'all that in a minute. Because think about it. Why would you build over something? Because maybe they, I'm going to give y'all some thoughts about how it's in their books. I have never, can say I've, but this is a book called The Books of the Dead. They really worship death. So for them to build over our sanctuaries is actually them getting energy.
Yes.
From that. Let me go to Brother Ray. Let me go to 3274. Brother Ray, you with me? Brother Ray. Okay.
I'm here.
When you're ready, jump in. Here, I'm put it on one when you're ready. Okay, let me make sure. Because I know you want to.
You always got to build on the foundation, brothers. You
right.
got the foundation for what they build on.
That's what I see. There's different. Architects to the dead, everybody. I mean, I hate to say this, but you think they desecrating them, but at the same time, in their minds, it's a rejuvenation thing that the dead would be built over because they was. That's why all the pyramids they built them with the dead. And now you seen what they did, everybody. Now I'm gonna play something for y'all because y'all think you know, ISIS. For all you women out there, ISIS is ruling right now. I remember the mummy movies. I always forget the mummy movies had the pharaohs in them. They always fell in love with the reason why they're mummies is because they wanted to come back for who? ISIS. And that means today, when you think about this world that we're in, the women is actually under the cult of ISIS. They don't want to admit it, but they don't even know it. That's why all you deltas and alphas and kappas, you're under the cult of ISIS.
London Breed, Lori Lightfoot, what's her name? The
all
mayor from Atlanta Bottoms.
Yeah, all of them. All of them. Every one of them. And you know, the thing about this, everybody, y'all think the cult ain't involved with this. The cult is involved in all this. This is a cult. This is what y'all talk about. Undercover, and Farrakhan, I seen him talking the other day. I'm going to show you how occultic this is. Now, y'all seen Sharpton go to Texas. Texas, that's Mexicans that he thought that was shot at him. It wasn't whites. It was Mexicans who got together and went against Sharpton. Now, they dogged him so bad, it was like a side and pony show. We should have wondered what was the reason for that, especially since Sharpton and Jesse Jackson, I got it on tape, when the Vicente Fox, because I got a good memory when it comes to certain things, Vicente Fox, who was the president of Mexico,
And they all remember Jesse Jackson and El Sharpton had all this power. They were going all over the world, acting like they were solving these stuff. They went to Mexico, and the Mexican dude told him straight up. He said, you know, your people don't do the work no more. Mine will. Right there.
Mm.
Right there was the wake-up call. But we ain't wake up. We went right back to sleep. And now I'm going to tell y'all, because, see, this is a horror story. That's why I call it, this is called Biden Armageddon symbolic location. This thing here, when y'all see what they're about to pull, it's going to be unbelievable because they think we are dumb. They have these people that's in power today, everybody, they feel that if you that dumb to vote your republic form of government under the Constitution that so-called blacks who were the indigenous put together for them, I just don't know what could become of these jawbones.
Yeah, what needs to happen here, Jawbone, we got to organize ourselves. We have to do the work. We know that Jesse and Hal and the rest of them, haven't done what they all sell out. But we are not, and we have to do something besides talk about it. And what we need to do is organize ourselves now and do what Mexicans did. We got to bring Hal Sharpton down. We got to let the people know. We got to go to him. We got to go to this government. We're not going to take this anymore. And if we don't do something now about it, nothing will be done. And we got plenty of opportunity to do it. We just have to get organized in every region, get your people together, go to the government or whoever's in charge of your area, and demonstrate to them we're not paying. And we're not going to take it anymore, but you've got to be properly organized to do that. But
that means that means making alliances also, because you've done this, making alliances with groups. There's no better person to ask because I mean, for those of you who don't know, he put one of the first movements to go and help the Haitian community here in South Florida. That's why we call him an icon for sure. What's your thoughts about how 10,000 Haitians can be under a bridge and how they got there, and then we don't hold this guy accountable who many of our black constituents and friends and families voted for him, and now they looking like they about to kill themselves because they realize they've been pretty much bamboozled. I feel you only got one choice to go to. You're going to have to say we've been tricked. And we're going to create a party that's going to be able to include us in the, because South Florida is unbelievable. You know this better. Tell us your experience. Just give the people a view of how you first, and then what you see now. How do you balance from what you tried to do back in them days, and I've been around you, and I know you did it, into what you see now. So how does that balance out where now they're under bridges from when you tried to save them right here in South Florida? How you feel about that?
Well, you know, first of all, we helped as much as we could at the time. But as I said to Father Jean Jus, who was their leader at that time, do not allow these white people in your country. If they come in, if you get in your country, they weren't in there like they are now. Bill Clinton wasn't running Haiti. Him and his wife weren't running Haiti like they're running it now. But I begged them not to let them in. So freedom from Chrome Detention Center, and I say it over and over again. I know people don't like it, but it's true. After we freed them from Chrome Detention Center, got them into Miami, got them in apartments, got them involved in the community, they turned their back on us. And when that happened, it drove another wedge between the communities. And that, you know, unification is what we need. We need to come together. Because what's happening in Haiti has happened in Liberty City. It has already happened in Liberty City. If you've been up there lately, check out who's living where. And the same thing is happening in Cote d'Ivoire, West Africa. The same thing is happening in Ghana and other countries on the continent. The same thing handled by the same people doing the same thing they've always done, divide and conquer. But they can only divide us and conquer us when we don't come together. You know, we
today, we, me, you, and everybody, we have so much affiliation with these, almost every group. I cannot say it's not one group I have not had a interaction with here in South Florida. I told you it's a case that we should have pursued. I would not name it on the air. It's unbelievable, but there is some things here that is very entrenched. Where right now, everybody, if y'all don't know this, Miami is now Miami, the city of Miami, not Miami-Dade, but the city of Miami is now a crypto city. Go look it up. People don't want to hear this, but again, the area was once constituted, brought into the square by the Bahamians. This is a fact. The Bahamians is the actual cornerstone of the city of Miami because they put the charter in. Everybody know what I'm talking about. And yet today, they're a crypto city. They will not help that community unless they take over the real estate. Now, the real estate, Ray, you, come on, you've been there. What's your take on what's going to happen if the black community continue to vote the way they do today? I mean, give me your perspective because, you know, you're the eyes of a lot of history.
You know what I've always said. Until we come together, organize our own party, if you will, select our own leaders, if we will, and then put our vote together. We've always been a majority here. Black people have been a majority in Miami. Well, since I came here in 1978, we were 80% of the population, but we did not control anything. We still don't control anything. And if you got
let me ask you this. You know, we got a lot of history here, and we're going to get into that too. People don't realize my part was the biggest real estate investor was what I was in, called the Yahweh. The Yahweh is one of the biggest urban plate people there. Now this city, and you deal with me, with that because you got Dr. Dunn. I would love to have Dr. Dunn on here because he did a great documentary on Miami, and it was a lot of people similar to what you was doing with them, Ray. Let me say this. This place had it was actually like a Harlem of the South. I seen the archives, and everybody was here. Malcolm was here. That's why you think they did the movies about this here, because everybody was here, because it was where the entertainment was at, because the mafia controlled South Beach, which, okay, you know that. Everybody should know that. So I see how blacks, and from the history I've seen here, from the this was a jumping area. I mean, the Green Book should have told you that. I think we went into the philosophy of socialism and democratic socialism because up until that time, every area that I looked up has had a thriving black community until they let themselves be overran with other people. It's just common sense.
Mm-hmm. Same here in Chicago.
So how do we...
It's like Malcolm said, we didn't land on Plymouth Rock. Plymouth Rock landed on us.
Rock landed on us.
And I agree with you, but I remember, I did say this. We got to realize that in a lot of ways it's kind of hard for us because we've been hearing a lot of the same. But when the history showed that blacks was the actual heroes of every war here. It was not. I'm not talking about one black. I'm talking about regiments. It's in the book. So I'm trying to figure out why do we keep saying, okay, actually we were Plymouth Rock because they couldn't get here without the Moors.
Do you remember Denise Wilsonell? Do you remember having her on your show?
I can't hear you.
Denise Wilsonell was responsible for teaching us in this community that this is our land. We were here before anybody got here. And we added to that, well, we need to just get organized so that our people will know that we must teach our people. We're sending our children to their schools and they're teaching them lies, you know, and we are allowing it to happen.
Yeah, we allow. You know, so once I agree with you.
And we teach them the truth, and I believe Yahweh Ben Yahweh was doing that And that's why I you know, supported him so much. He was doing that.
Well, we had different, and I, we had different, at that time we had a bunch of fractions here. We had a bunch of groups here. I mean, he was one of the biggest, but still was other groups functioning. A rural group. We had, remember, we had group rural on 7th Avenue. We had. I was with Khalid Muhammad. Everybody, brother Billy X, and all that. We had Khalid Muhammad. I actually spoke at one of his lectures on reparations. I was a reparation guru. I got people to sign shit that they didn't even know they signed because I made it. But when I realized the game of reparations, then I said I couldn't do it no more because it was pitiful. Because I realized it hurt me to the core to know that. We was never going to get it because guess
well,
what?
We were.
A dry bone.
We had it.
I'm going to say, like, other people got
it. We blew it. We didn't come together. I wasn't trying to be the leader or anything like that. But
no,
I knew
no,
that we needed
no.
to build a base. So I took my
but
little
you remember,
cash and I bought it.
Me and you used to go, you was like, at that time, you was doing the thing that everybody was following what you was doing, come on, this man, this is everybody. He warned them about the cell phone towers.
Right
now, I mean, how much can they do? He did because guess what? That's what I've been around it because I came from the Yahweh. And the Yahweh, everybody just listen to Yahweh. I'm gonna tell you about this how everybody work here, but I couldn't listen to Ray and Yahweh. Mm-mm. No. Yahweh is the only communicator you have. This is how shit works. So I don't want to lie to nobody. I want y'all to know how this shit works. See, when you get the message from everybody like we doing, it comes to be collective. If you only get your message from one person and he got to be the guru of giving it to you, you under brainwash suppression. That's what you better realize. But that's one thing I'm going to make sure you understand. Now, regardless of what they do, I'm going to tell you how you do it. If I got all y'all to give me your paycheck and I'm smart enough to use your paycheck wisely to get rich and to beautify, to show principles that you can do, it can persuade everybody because everybody wants to be around something that is prestigious. And this is where we at today, everybody. The country that you're in is the most prestigious country on the planet Earth.
Hey, you're right, Mom.
Yeah, because we made it that way.
I, you know, I agree to that. Ain't nobody going to debate that at all. You won't hear it on my program debating that. That's what you just said. But I'm going to say this. It is parables in your books, your great books that y'all believe in. It says disobedience, you will be given over to a reprobated mind. That's what it says. Now, whether you believe it or not, all y'all who uphold this, I told you earlier, everybody think because they listen to one part of the Bible and that they take only that. Screw the bad part. I look at both good and evil at the same time. And evil says your continuance of evil, which is what black folks do. Because when you can go on a talk show and realize that more blacks been killed by themselves than COVID. That's a lot. They've been lying to you all this time. You know you have shot yourself up in these gang wars more than COVID. You've been lying to yourself.
All that is from those antennas. That's that mind control that they put in.
I agree. But mind control or not, that means the parents is under mind control too, and we in trouble when the parents are allowing the killers to come into the house to go to sleep.
See, that's you and my job. We could change that, and the brothers will understand.
No, they got. I just have to say, me and you agree on at least 98%. But that one right there, I can't change somebody's kids if they got four. Because today's people will actually take control over their kids. If you ever been to a football game lately, everybody, do you see how the people act? If they kid don't get treated properly, have y'all witnessed
it? Yeah, but you have to take into consideration what has been done to our people. We've been poisoned, our food, our water.
I agree.
Everything has been poisoned, and then they've been sprayed in the air with these chemtrails, and then you got these
But that's for everybody now. It ain't just for blacks. See, that's why I'm going there. I'm glad you took me there. See, that's why it's called Biden Armageddon. Them cell phone towers is near everybody, white, black. Now they don't give a damn about who you are. Everybody is getting vaccinated. That has nothing to do with color no more. I told you, this is beyond color now. Global takeover. Go ahead.
But you know what, though? The brother brought up a good point just a few minutes ago about us coming together. The problem with that is we're fighting another battle within the battle now. The COVID-19 thing has got people divided. Like you just said, people in your own house with the shots.
Yeah,
I've heard so many stories. We talked about this before. When I was working at the VA, they were saying, don't bring your ass home out that hospital unless you get that shot. You know, we fighting our wives, girlfriends, baby mamas, aunties, uncles, grandparents. That's the battle within itself.
So that's what I said. You provide the Armageddon. The Armageddon. Now, I'm going to play something for y'all because I want to keep this. The Armageddon is not something that's, I told you, it's universal. I don't realize Australia is under the most harshest of this. These are white folks. So I don't think we can no longer keep using that adage of that, they did this to us, when I know black folks was right there with them, getting rich with them at the same time. Where I think we're going to have to kill that scenario. Now let me just say this so y'all know. No, not you personally. I'm just saying black folks, because this is talked about by blacks everywhere, over the country.
You know better than anybody that I've always said it's not black versus white is wrong. Versus right, every brother ain't a brother.
Yes, you have.
Everyone.
And you made a song about that. And I agree. You know I agree with you on that. And I agree that you've been saying that. That's why you're on the program, because I know you can see beyond some of the older generation, because a lot of older generation, right at this point, and I mean with the ones that have seen a lot, they just happen to see for the first. I've had conversations with older gentlemen. You know, they say this is unbelievable. They see black men with white women in commercials today. They didn't even, it's like unbelievable to them. Mm-hmm. They can see a white man
fighting Chinese women. It ain't just black and white no more, neither now.
Right. I listen to the old because I hope to get old. I say to myself, this is scary though, because I'm listening to a generation who had never seen that, and now it's so prevalent. That it's like, wow, how do we fight that? Because now they showing for the first time the white woman ain't even denying she wants some black man. I mean, no. So how do we take this? And see, this is where we are at a crossroads of how we're going to be able to reach them. But I want to say this. This program ain't made for the weak. The UN, everybody. Go ahead.
The old, God chose the old because we know the way. He chose the young because you are strong. And you can't make it without us, and we can't make it without you. We've got to come together and deal with the issues that are faced all of us. And
well,
it cannot
do a lot of stuff. We got to do a lot of stuff with our people first. I do say start with us. First, we got to believe that our people do have mental illnesses in our families. We have to start coming to grips, like I said earlier, like the sister said earlier. I hope you're still on this. Just jump in if you want to. Feel free. Yeah. Let me see if you're in. Because mental illness, without us admitting it, creates another barrier of what we're fighting. Because like the brother just said, now we are not even fighting ideology. We fighting now the unvaccinated and vaccinated families because people are only following ideology that's been around a long time. And it's old people actually run the news. I just want y'all to know that. If you notice that the reason for longevity in news is to get the people to follow that character to their death. Why do you think Walter Cronkite and all these and Max Robinson, all of them would have been so they get old because they know what Ray just said is, and what they do is, let's be honest, they indoctrinate the youth. If you indoctrinate the youth with what we're indoctrinating them with, and not even indoctrinating, injecting them with, you got to wonder what's coming. And this is what's coming, everybody. I want to get y'all views on this. The UN, Biden was just at the UN. Black folks don't even know what was even said.
UN Agenda 2030, a recipe for global socialism. written by Alex Newman and published January 6, 2016 on thenewamerican.com. The United Nations and its mostly autocratic member regimes have big plans for your life, your children, your country, and your world. And those plans are not limited to the coercive climate agreement recently concluded in Paris. While the establishment media in the United States was hyping ISIS, football, and of course global warming, virtually every national government dictatorship on the planet met at the 70th Annual General Assembly at UN headquarters in New York to adopt a draconian 15-year master plan for the planet. Top globalists such as former NATO chief Javier Solana, a socialist, are celebrating the plan, which the summit unanimously approved, as the next great leap forward. Yes, the old campaign slogan of the Chinese Communist Party. The master plan is comprised of 17 post-2015 Sustainable Development Goals SDGs with 169 specific targets to be foisted on all of humanity, literally all of it, as the plan itself states explicitly. As we embark on this collective journey, we pledge that no one will be left behind, reads the UN Manifesto, entitled Transforming Our World, the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development. But if you love liberty, self-government, free markets, or the U.S. Constitution, you will almost certainly be wishing that the UN would leave you behind. Officially dubbed Agenda 2030, the UN plot, as its full title suggests, is aimed at transforming the world. The program is a follow-up to the last 15-year UN plan, the defunct Millennium Development Goals, or MDGs. It also dovetails nicely with the deeply controversial UN Agenda 21, even including much of the same rhetoric and agenda. But the combined Agenda 2030 goals for achieving what is euphemistically called sustainable development represent previous UN plans on steroids, deeper, more radical, more draconian, and more expensive. This agenda is a plan of action for people, planet, and prosperity, reads the preamble. All countries and all stakeholders, acting in collaborative partnership, will implement this plan. Ironically, the preamble even claims the UN goals will free the human race from the tyranny of poverty and heal the planet, or, as the planet is also referred to in the document, Mother Earth. Not so subtly purporting to usurp the role of God, the UN even claimed that the future of humanity and of our planet lies in our hands. Read the complete article at thenewamerican.com by following the link in description below.
Now, I play that because the UN is in New York, put together in such an unbelievable way that it's hard to believe that the black civil rights and all the agendas did not realize that they, you know, they were funding them. Now we can actually see they funded many of our groups. And that's another thing we got to come to grips with, who funded us. See, once you say, well, damn, we was funded by the wrong people, you might get a little bit of a...
I'm trying to put it in the chat. Can you go put it in the chat, please?
Hey, oh, God. Yeah. See how you...
pick it on the...
I don't know which yet.
And the long clip on locker.
Okay, maybe that got the right one in the first choice. So we got to look at that, how that...
And who funded these schools, too.
Right, because what's happening is I'm noticing our people in the media, per se, are very instrumental in pumping this as well, of vaccinating your kids. Don Lemon, who is married to a white man, which I don't see how anybody, I could care less if he's married a white man, but for somebody to be a champion for black people, I would be like, you know, and this is what's going on today. If we look at what was going on, they actually predicted that most of our celebrities would be with white counterparts. This ain't by accident.
See, hold up. We haven't said anything about him. We haven't gotten 10, 20 people and gone and shown up at his place or at CNN and raised some hell about it. No, we haven't done
I do agree with you saying about that part. But I mean, I look at the Democratic Party per se. I'm looking at America politically. I'm seeing that black folks are such one way I mean, even the groups that you was affiliated with in your origin is very much one way. They act like the Republican Party was never for blacks, and so it's like if you tell them, they get mad. It's like I told a group. But hold on, you got to realize that if I told a group, because you're in that group that you know more than I can say for the average, but you know that group that's still in power, that has a lot of influential on everything here, is Democratic.
They don't have any influence on anything right now. And the problem is, I saw this, and I've said it since then, and I'm saying it again and again. The problem is we haven't come together and formed our own party. How the hell the majority of the people don't have their own party? What's the problem here? Why can't we do it? Yahweh and I was coming together, and other organizations. You remember Troy Bayard? We were coming together, trying to
Troy
be all
Bayard,
that.
That's
there.
Right. Nation is on. But what happened? See, that the question would be your book. What you should put a book together is, what did happen? I can tell you what happened to us. He went to RICO statue.
Yeah.
Nobody. And here's the crazy part about this, I'm going to be honest with you. Facts matters. RICO was first used on a religious group before it was used on even the mafia. And that was the first group that it was used on. And it was racketeering, corrupted organization. And as you know, that caused a lot of people to flee, because if you were in the inside, you knew that was coming. So it's like, okay, it happened. But the results of this was the lawyers were all Jewish. Roy Black.
Yeah, I understand.
Hold on. I got to tell the facts. Now, to me, right then and there, I was scratching my head. So a bub came up. I said, wow, that's deep. There was nobody black after all the urban renewal. You know as well as I do, one of the most prominent commissioners was Arthur Till. Unfortunately, I don't even want to say what happened to him, but he committed suicide. I mean, we had a litany of craziness at your time of your tenure on trying to transform Miami. I mean, it was very hard, I understand. Because remember, you was like the only one to live, because even the Nation of Islam has no existence here in Miami. Even though you would think the Nation of Islam would be a hub here, everybody, with Malcolm X meeting Muhammad Ali here, but it is not. Now, it was. Let me be clear. It was for a period, because that's where we got into all that. You know that era period of that we all was together. But somehow those leaders, Ray, and you know as well as I do, all had their own agendas. Because when we there as sheeps, I'm there like, let's do it. How much? Then we give. Everybody went to the Million Man. I want y'all to talk. All y'all went to the Million Man March, most of you. We didn't have enough sense to say, where did all that money go, Minister?
Well, I did.
I know you weren't part of it. We're talking about a whole collective group across this country. You probably said it. But I'm trying to figure out, at that level, as a group, our group think ain't right. Because how could somebody collect that much money and never gave an audit to where it went?
Yeah,
now,
absolutely.
I'm just saying. That's all I'm saying.
I mean, you know they were renting for me at that time. They were renting for my property at that time. They wouldn't even pay me my rent. So, come on. We know what happened.
These are the obstacles that if you went through it at your time when you in the height with them. Remember, you come from a very well-provided family of politicians that is very well connected to the beginning of the Black Caucus. Everybody should know that. This is an icon we're talking to tonight. As y'all did know, y'all, you go always know if you listen to me. But it still does not stop that they will do whatever they want if they want, because they got a group of blacks that's in position, been told to us by Steve Coakley. You hung with Coakley. If Coakley could die, Coakley died. I love the man. I mean, that's what I'm talking about. Coakley and them died. on trying to tell people what's going on. And did he have a good life? Yes, he did. You don't have a good, you don't have a bad life because you're trying to wake up people up. People think like, oh, no, man, shoot, I'm still jamming. It's like this way together. But I know my parameters. My parameters are you best to get with people of like mind ASAP because right now our people are lambs led to the slaughter because anybody who voted for their own demise. Now, we all just heard what the people said. Let's just do a little bit of talk here. Peace agreement. Who took us out of it?
Who did what?
The peace agreement of Paris. The Paris peace agreement.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong. Trump took us out, but Biden put us back in, right?
Okay, now that's a fact. Now, you just heard what the people just said. If you go into this agreement, the agreement states that they want to put you in a certain slavery. Now, here's where it gets deep at for all you Bible people. If you sold your birthright in your ancient days, what makes you think you won't sell your birthright right now?
Well, you won't sell yours, and I won't sell mine. Tell me, brother,
I ain't
talking,
on this show. We can't make this a personal thing. We try to wake people up. Personally, you on the line because you didn't do it. But personally, you got to live that. What if the people around you who's going to turn to zombies soon, because it's Friday night. See, you got to realize, yeah, you might be saying no, yeah, you ain't doing it, but you're going to have to get with some people going to fight off the zombies. Because where this is going, everybody, I just want to tell y'all something. We did a show call, and I thought my man was going to come on, but I ain't see him, man. He got caught up because it's Friday night. I know we switched our minds up, but we're going to get y'all on every night we can get you on. But think about it. They tell you now your supply lines are now becoming shortened. We might not have toilet paper. You might not be able to get your Thanksgiving turkey.
Chicken wings.
Christmas gifts. Yeah, you can't get chicken wings. Christmas gifts are going to be shut off. Now, me and you can only do so much, Ray, because, see, once you get the people belly and get into their five senses, the five senses, everybody, this is just what it is. Arm, leg, arm, head. What that spell, y'all? Arm, leg, arm, head. What that spell? Somebody. A-L-L-A-H. What does that spell?
Allah.
There you go.
Allah,
everybody. That's what it means. Okay, let's keep this thing going. We about to get deep today. If they control your five senses, like they tell you in... then me going door-to-door, you're going to kill me because you're going to think, hey, if he can go door-to-door, he got some food. That's where this is going. You're going to have to be prepared to how you're going to eat. They're shutting down all your grocery stores.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you what they're doing. All these going to be gone soon. All your major places going to be gone. I don't know your trade routes because everybody is a different region. And guess what? You best to get prepared for what these regions are about to do. Because you don't, if you think that, we can't even go with the old way no more because of, really when it comes to the civil rights movement type stuff, because you know what, going door to door, you can go in your neighborhood, far as what you see, you got to be careful who you go to. People doing so much shit that they, now, if you get political, which I'm not saying not to, I'm just going to put this in your head. You best to get something out that's beneficially going to be seducing yourself because basically they can take all your money and you may not get anything they promised. You best understand this is how it's working. Because
unless
you
get
have,
that universal income, they're implementing.
Right. Now here's why I know they're doing this. Y'all heard on the show. How you stop people from working is you give them socialist money. You don't make them go to work no more. And that's why you got so many places. Did you see it in Tennessee? We need people to work. I see it here.
Yeah.
I see it in New York. I see it in Georgia. I see it in different areas. or the country, Philly, you name it. You go to the airports, some of them is closed down saying workers. Now, how's that work, everybody? Now, the black community has been told, I got to play something because I love our people. But when our black people die and tell us stuff and y'all just overlook it, it's very disturbing. It is very disturbing.
Before you say something, can I say something?
Go right ahead.
Dry bones. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
As far as stacking up and having the things that you need, on Wednesday's show, several times we have, you know, talked about things that you need, having a grab bag and having the things that you need that you put in the bag in case you have to leave real quick. So even if you go through some of the dollar stores and things like that, they used to, I don't know if they still do. They have, you know, things that you need for emergencies. And in your grab bag, you can have these things in there. And what I've also updated is putting some money in your grab bag. Because if you have to leave and if they shut down where you can't use your ATM or anything else, at least if you have cash, something that you can barter with, you'll have that.
Now, I'm
so
glad
that's
you
what
said,
I
stay
wanted
with me. No, stay with me because the grab bag, I'm glad we had, I had a sister do that. Ray, you was there. We had that. We had a class in what beach? Not Boynton Beach, but you know what I'm talking about. We had a class about that a while back ago about the grab bags, and Ray was there. And let me say this. We thought that you try to say, well, it can't happen. But let me just say this. Get you the radio, everybody, that you can turn your own radio, crank it up so you can hear if trans. Now, this is what they plan to do. This is a plan. I can't say when it's going to happen. But the word is out that they want to cut off electricity in America. They figure they got to use every. So if they cut off your ATM, because the internet is going to be under complete submission before this year is out. It may be. So that's why they're going to alternative, listening device.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now the 5G. Right. And yeah, the 5G is there, and I'm glad y'all brought that up because the 5G is there. But I do got to say this. I do like our history. I got to play the dead because this is Fright Night. Now, y'all got to say one thing.
Before you do that, look at the time. Check the time.
I got a lot of time. 8:30, what is it, 2?
You got 15 minutes.
11. 8:30, I do?
Yeah.
8:30,
10:30. Yeah.
We're going to keep it going. Good thing you watched.
Okay, well,
right.
You got to let people know.
Yeah, I'm
in
glad
case
you watched
people
it.
That
like,
are
huh?
listening.
I'm so used to looking at the test that we got time. No, we don't. We don't come. We Friday night. Let me, I should have stayed 9. I thought 8:30 was going to be good. Okay, thank you, man. Appreciate that. Let me just play this right quick. Those of you, if you don't jump on now, I cannot tell you what's going to happen. Yes. Y'all know that 515-605-9343. 515-605-9343. Jump on now. Call while you can. Callers are in this thing, so we'll keep it going until they cut us off. That's how it works. And it probably won't cut us off.
If you have a question or a comment, you have to press the number 1, y'all.
Yeah, pressing the comment. There you go. Now, y'all ready? Here's a man. There you go. They jumping in there. Here's a man that said some things, was in Miami. You got movies now with him and Muhammad Ali. I mean, it is touching, very touching. But he had transformations. One thing about this man, he didn't stay still. He moved and he transformed to what he was called, Malcolm X. Listen.
Anytime you throw your weight behind a political party that controls 2/3 of the government and that party can't keep the promise that it made to you during election time and you are dumb enough to walk around continuing to identify yourself with that party, you're not only a chump, but you're a traitor to your race. And what kind of alibi do they come up with? They try and pass the buck to the Dixiecrats. Now, back during the days when you were blind, deaf, and dumb, ignorant, politically immature, naturally you went along with that. But today, as your eyes come open and you develop political maturity, you're able to see and think for yourself. And you can see that a Dixiecrat is nothing but a Democrat in disguise. You today are in the hands of a government of segregationists, racists, white supremacists, who belong to the Democratic Party but disguise themselves as Dixiecrats. A Dixiecrat is nothing but a Democrat. Whoever runs the Democrats is also the father of the Dixiecrats. And the father of all of them is sitting in the White House. You got a president who's nothing but a southern segregationist. And the first thing the cracker does when he comes in power, he takes all the Negro leaders and invites them for a coffee. To show that he's all right. And those Uncle Toms can't pass up the coffee. They come away from the coffee table telling you and me that this man is all right. All right, I say, you've been misled. You've been had. You've been took.
Well, that's Malcolm X. And, you know, he could have named any party, but I guess he chose to name that one. Let's keep it going, y'all. We're about to get deep out here because it's almost that time. We're going to keep it going regardless of what time it is. Let me get some of you out there listening. I got a litany of you on the lines. Let's go with that because, again, Ray mentioned a party. I agree that a party should be inclusive. Independent party would be something that would be there. A third party was always a threat to this institution because it gave you the two group think. If you get a third party, that we was a threat, where if the black community would just disavow of the Democratic Party and the rest, even those who believe in the Republican Party, and say, let's create the independent party, the voting system would change overnight in fear of our allegiance to some systems that you spoke about, brother. So there is a ideology to that that makes a lot of sense. So basically, that the Democratic Party, which would be almost what I would say 80% of the black population believes in that. So if the 80% of the black population just say, you know what, screw this, let's go independent, and the Republican blacks, which are probably maybe 40%. I'm throwing that out there, but just by my ideology, it looks like 40. I would be 40%. I can't even imagine it close to 45 or half. But I would say 40%. That would be tangibly looking like me in the Republican Party at this moment. So if they was even to leave, then the demographics of the whole equation would shift because they're getting loyalty without any benefits. It's like a woman giving up her body without any compensation. What's your thoughts on that?
Can I respond to that?
Go ahead, Brother Ray, and everybody after you. Go ahead, Brother. I'll let you go first.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Well, what I was saying, we tried that back in the 60s. We tried to say, everybody join the Democratic Party and we can turn it around. We had the majority, and we would have had the majority if everybody had joined. Okay, that didn't work. They had the same thing in the Republican Party. There were blacks who wanted to get everybody to join in the Republican Party. That didn't work. So I'm saying, I said then and I say it again, we need to form our own party. And once we form our own party, we'll have enough people to address our issues, bump their issues. We're going to address our own issues that it affects black people all over the world and all over this country. And I think that's what's going to be.
Just disavow what you're saying is like we're saying, But the same concept, what you think? I mean, because there's a lot of blacks. I mean, the demographics is way more blacks in the Democratic Party. That would be a vicious threat to a lot of blacks. So what's your take on just that just happening and what, you,
well,
what you've been saying?
Let me
get Brother D in there because I want some more concepts on that because, of course, every region got different blacks. Chicago's different than what we got down here. Go ahead. Let me hear from you.
Well, see, I'm looking at this from a global perspective. You can create all any type of party you want to, but then what is the entity behind these politicians, political parties that's controlling them? And this is what you're seeing right now, especially with this whole COVID-19, regardless if they're Democrat or Republican, you know, they're pushing this agenda. That's what the problem is. And so now, if you eliminate that entity that's controlling these politicians, you know, then we got a fighting chance. But right now, bro, when you talk about something that's on a global scale, that's
global
a big
scale.
Fight.
Now, let's go with the global
you
scale
know,
because that's why I said Armageddon. Symbolic location, hold on, let me get it, because I know you come from a different perspective, but at the same token, the world has really changed in such a way where we can't even look at people to understand the civil rights movement the way we understand it, because we allow them to destroy the history of the school system where the woke, so-called woke people are now taking over the school system. That's why, I mean, homeschooling. We told you homeschooling, private schools, and charter schools are the number one schools now being developed. Ain't that amazing? We thank goodness
we
did.
It's still under their control.
I don't think we're going to have total control, Ray. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think blacks are ever going to have, and this, y'all jump in, please. I don't think, in my opinion right now, with the facts weighing, we still weighing the facts on that one, of saying total control when we allowed ourselves now to be so mingled up into everything. It's like it's kind of hard to say how can we get out of stuff. You talking from a perspective where you did have a chance to do it, but you seen what you went up against. So imagine now we have this different technology where the people now don't even get the full essence of what we just played. We just played Malcolm. People don't even know. I talk to people all the time. They don't even know Malcolm hated the Democratic Party. And so I say, well, he had a choice. That automatically makes black people mad. Black people get mad when you tell them that the party was started by the Ku Klux Klan. So how are you going to reach a person who is in these groups that you've been a part of? Even the people you've been a part of, they don't take the shots.
Some of us understood what Malcolm was saying and agreed with what he was saying.
No, you did,
I
agree.
There's so much control over the people. The civil rights movement was organized by the system, okay? And we needed a human rights movement, not a civil rights movement.
Right.
We won the
civil
rights battle.
Right there, civil rights movement, I agree with you 100% on that. Let's talk about that. And all y'all on the line, got y'all lines open. Thank y'all. I just want to know if y'all, you know, what's going on with your areas, because every region is an Armageddon. Because your state battling legislation right now that's going to make you broke.
Yeah.
If you don't know that, you're going to be broke. Because even a rich is going to lose it. Right now, China just took all its people's crypto. People were escaping China.
Right.
Now we see China is actually our new ruler. It ain't even white people no more. So that's why I tell the civil rights movement, I'm like, it's beyond the white man now because China about to take over. And if China is
But now
the
my
white
question
man,
is who's controlling China?
Well, if y'all want to go into another level, which we might go if we keep going. Told you these are not humans, but people think they are.
No.
Right.
You know what though? As far as us having a party, maybe we shouldn't even look at it as a party. Maybe we should look at it as our own nation. The only way this can really happen, and it's not as hard as it seems, there was, first of all, just like you all were saying earlier, like, first the separation started with between President Trump and Biden. Families were turning against one another. Close friends were breaking apart. Then the virus came. It got even worse. And it's hard, though, because love is one of the greatest things there is. So, okay, say my child, right? Perhaps my child was like, okay, well, you need, not saying this is so, but my child might be saying to me, okay, you better get that shot, mommy, such and such and such.
Right.
And perhaps they're even, like, gravitating towards everything else. So in order for the God Ray was saying, in order for us to come together as one, that separation has to be done. There's no way that people can all come together because we love someone else, and we're bringing them in, and the brains are going in different directions.
Yeah.
It can be
well,
done,
let me say this. Hold on. Let me bring that to what you're saying now. That was so beautiful. Now I'm gonna say this. You could tell people got two brains just by people who got. I'm in South Florida. We got people who got the Cuban flag and the American flag. I got people riding with the Puerto Rican flag, the American flag. I got Haitians. Some of them, and they want to be. You got Jamaicans mainly. We're doing with it. They really be British flag. We got people flying around with a lot of flags here. Now I asked myself one day just to think. I said, "Well, damn, these people loyal to this soil that they came from to the point where to the point where they was driven out." Bob, mainly the dope. I don't like people a lot of stuff, but that's beyond the British and European government control the pirates of the Caribbean. That's why it's called the British West Indies. Still, you know, the East Indian Corporation. These companies are still in existence under new names. So, if they're able to have this clientele of people still beholden to them, to the point where they have these flag days. They got these. Now, you in America. Now, here's where the indigenous people is where y'all say is our land. I have to be honest. This is where it goes. How do you watch that without any reaction to you accepting groups?
You can react to it all you want to. Get mad. It's like, how you going to stop it? It's to
I'm saying the group. I'm saying the groups that have this because I'm telling you, these neighborhoods are developed by community thinking. They say, okay, the blacks that got money, that's why I'm going beyond the color game, because the blacks that got money, they live amongst the whites. So we got to look at this as a class system more than a color system, because what they did was switch the caste over here. Because caste system is actually from India, so and a bunch of other places beyond want to talk about. So let's say, okay, so they got us saying to ourselves, this new caste is now Dr. Claude Anderson. Ray, you've been around a lot of these cats. Dr. Claude Anderson came down here years ago. We had a bunch of stuff going on back in the day on 7th Avenue. They had the book store with a lot of people. Claude Anderson came. He came to even the Prime with that book about, and he said it would be a third-class group. He said it. I didn't even write the book. He said that. And I said, wow. To clarify him, who comes out of that era, to say that and to show me the reason why, which he did. He showed me the reason why, and I said, man, that's the reason why. And he said it because somehow we got history so twisted that we can't figure out our participation in all this. So that's where it keeps us off balance. Because what you realize,
but that's the problem, because some of us don't want to study or do no damn research. We've been talking, how long we've been talking about this forever? Like, not saying the group that's on the line now, I done got to a point where I stopped talking to people. They don't want to listen to anything. They just want to watch what's on CNN, Fox, and Disney, the mother channels. You know, that's a waste of time and energy.
Watch out there, guys. You're beginning to sound like Dr. Claude Anderson.
But it's the truth.
Our
ignorance
is our downfall.
Now that's in the Bible. Ain't that in the Bible? I'm talking to all you Bible people. The Bible says my people are destroyed. I heard a bunch of times in the temple.
For a lack of knowledge.
Now, if we are destroyed for a lack of knowledge, the question would be, what knowledge are we destroyed from? If that is the case, because what happens to me is I'm seeing that, okay, blacks in everything in academia, we run in major cities, we got mayors, we got police chiefs, we got fire chiefs, we got everything that was everything, even when we were back in the days. So I'm saying to myself, what is ruling over everybody now? It's not just ruling over, because even we consider ourselves oppressed, people are way more oppressed than our people are globally. We are the least oppressed if we look at on a global scale. Would y'all agree to that? I'm asking all y'all.
Full court
press. Y'all agree to
that? That's why we started that drum call, worldwide drum call, 3 o'clock every Sunday. People all over the world who understand drumming are drumming 3 o'clock Eastern time every Sunday. They drum and they pray for divine intervention, asking for the creator of this universe to send his warriors to deal with these folk who are trying to enslave the entire world. And so, you know, it's a spiritual warfare. We need to know that that's what it is. And we have to learn to love one another, do unto others as you have them do unto you. And once we learn that and come together, you know, we can stop all of this foolishness that's going on. It's not our way. It's not the way of the creator of the universe. And if we have to, stand up and shout and stand out. You know, we've got to do it. And if we don't do it, we can't match their way.
I see awakening of people, because, like, that's what I told you earlier. The people, I'm going to say, when y'all read your Bible, say the martyr of the saints. In some of these Armageddon trilogies. And guess what? Those of you who were in the front line when COVID was first coming out, no vaccination, you didn't die, did you? Most of you nurses out there, listen to me. Most of you nurses didn't die. You were in the trenches. And now you realize what you was up. You've seen it firsthand. This is your own conscience. Don't listen. You've seen it firsthand. Y'all, the nurses, which is the cult, which I told you, is ISIS. That's all the medicine women, all throughout the national. There was always the medicine women. So the women who are of integrity, that y'all call the 5 points, y'all jumping out. Y'all see that something ain't right. I see that. There are those who will do this only for prestige, fame, greed, lust, and narcissism. Because they promised you things. That's what it said. Y'all heard it in the agenda. Y'all heard it. It's promising things. And it's done every day. It could be done in your job. Right now, your unions are at, if those of you got jobs, you better pay attention to your union if you got union. You better make sure. You better make sure that the agreement goes by OSHA. Tell you what this. Well, I'm giving you the keys, OSHA. And if they claim it's a mandate, if it's a mandate, they must tell you who voted for on this. A mandate is an edict. An edict is not part of our Constitution. That's how you know you don't know the Constitution. See, that's why we're scared. Because we know you don't know the Constitution. An edict is not in the Constitution.
That's what I was saying earlier. People don't really want to read the Constitution. They don't want to read no type of law.
Right. And now, here's what gets deep. Y'all said that there are five civilized tribes called the Iroquois of New York State, Seneca Indians, gave them the Federation. And then y'all going to play this game about the indigenous. That's why I told you. Our people, now your Bible say, your alien Bible say, it's going to be repercussions for your ignorance. It didn't say we're going to say, let's have a great day and drink some Starbucks. It ain't say none of that shit. It say repercussions for foolishness will be paid with. It's in Daniel. It says you've been found wanting. That's the scales of my eye, and that's the Libra. We are eight. Now, I'm going to do what I've been told to do. Eight is the serpent eating his tail. Yeah, infinity.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Every movie has shown you this, the infinity stone. Do you know now that they know the earth got minerals from the universe are ingrained? Whatever knows this is ruthless enough to get it, because they are looking at a new reality. It's called, you know it already. I don't even got to tell you. Anytime that you hear the word sustainable, that's AI. These are code words, AI. Now, if you don't know these code words, you are going to be in your jobs hearing, it sounds great, sustainable development. You don't see your name on the sustainable development list, everybody. It's not on there. So if you're looking for this, you better start looking at it clearly at what's going on. If the only way you're going to survive in your area, and you got to be astute enough to know that there's people who are just like you thinking that this, that it may not look like you. So you find a Chinese or somebody or Indian talks just like you, who can, you better understand what's going on, because this thing is universal. I know, I just told you, UN, the UN.
And this is gone past race, too. This is gone way past race.
It's way past it. The whole word, I told y'all years ago when I found out, I said, man, the word racist is a new word. It was no such word as racist. I love etymology. That's what I was told to start when I was in the temple. Words have power. Y'all know it. You take your gematria. If you know words, I love people. You know, we're not. All I like to say to people is, no one's perfect because we're infallible, because we must die and rejuvenate into a spirit being, which is light. And see, when George Bush told you 21 points of light, if you don't know what that meant, oh, my goodness. They ain't say 21. That's a 21-gun salute, too. I think that's the same 21-gun salute with the cannon they shot off the Sphinx nose with. Ain't that amazing? We're going to keep it going. Y'all ready? We're about to go into Fright Night, y'all. See, one thing about me, I'm going to tell you something. Facts matters. I don't care if you're scared of facts. Whatever you think you know, you really don't know. Because this is why I tell people, if nurses, that is a call of the Caduceus. You must have a nurse. Look what they do.
Well, my body, my choice. This is just one of the chants from healthcare workers here in Bakersfield that took to the streets today to protest the California vaccine mandate. 23 ABC's Brianna Willis has more on what they have to say.
These healthcare workers you can see behind me say they believe it should be their choice as to whether or not they choose to get the vaccine. Some say they're even willing to get fired over not getting it, but they say who it really hurts are the patients in the midst of a nursing shortage.
This year, fired! Last year's heroes! This year fired! Last year's heroes!
Nurses from Dignity Health took to the streets Friday to protest the California COVID-19 vaccine mandate. The mandate, announced August 5th, requires all healthcare workers in California to be fully vaccinated against COVID-19 by September 30th. Otherwise, they will lose their jobs.
I am willing to lose my job. Like I said, I've been at it for over 19 years. I love it, but I will not give in on this. It's something that I really feel firmly about.
Respiratory technician Carmen Garcia says she's a single mom and she doesn't know what's going to happen come September 30th.
I might have to find a new job. It's scary, but you know what? My God is bigger and God is in control.
Garcia says she's not anti-vaccine, but she's anti-mandate, and adds there's not enough research on the vaccine, so she doesn't want to take the risk because her children need her.
I'm a single mom of my four children, and they depend solely on my income. And what if I get severe side effects from that vaccine? what's going to happen to my children.
Nurse Sarah Castillo, however, does have the vaccine, but still believes her coworkers should be given a choice.
I am vaccinated. That was my personal choice. But I choose to stand with my coworkers who have decided not to. They've done their research. Their belief is that they should not be getting this vaccine. My job is to stand with them, just like I would stand for any patient who refused treatment.
And says the atmosphere in the hospital among those who are okay with the mandate and those who are not is disheartening.
To be honest, it's a little demoralizing. We love our job. We love the people that we help. We love our community. We're all here to support each other. But it's hard knowing that the people standing next to you in this battle may not be there the next day.
Tanya Coffey also says we are in the midst of a nursing shortage, and this mandate is not helping it.
It's going to be detrimental. Like, there's hospitals that have already laid off nurses over this, and they're already short-staffed, and they are begging nurses to come work for them.
But despite the protest, Dignity Health, Mercy, and Memorial Hospital say they will still comply with the state mandate, sending 23ABC this statement, reading in part, Dignity Health is committed to making our community safer and healthier, and Mercy and Memorial Hospitals will comply with the state of California's public health order, requiring healthcare workers in California hospitals, skilled nursing facilities, and most healthcare settings be vaccinated against COVID-19 by September 30th. We appreciate and value meaningful dialogue and strongly encourage anyone who hasn't already been vaccinated against COVID-19 to do so as quickly as possible.
Now, this is going across the country. It's here in Florida, New York, all over the country, Minnesota, Boston, you name it. You name it. Now, look what the Court of Caduceus. Man, I'm so glad I had that brother on the show, too. Oh, my goodness. Dr. Debra Blair, thank you, man, for coming on here. Told you that cult need nurses. So what they do is they're going to destroy humanity, like I told you earlier, they plan with the agenda, is to destroy the healthcare industry that y'all took a call Obamacare written by an Asian individual. I'm not mad at the Asian. The guy's Asian. That's all I know. Now, somebody make a noise. I might have to actually mute yourself. You got to cook. If you got to cook and eat, okay, that ain't you. You got to do all that. That's fine, but, you know, we want to be able to hear you. Just mute yourself and come back in. Now.
I know it's to me, from all I've seen, mainly with the medical people, most people today, I don't go on Facebook too much anymore. Well, not hardly. But anyway, it seems like, okay, at one time, it was one race of slaves. Okay, just like you all were saying now, most people are going to be slaves. But although that's a fact, it's still, they're coming after the blacks the hardest. Even like someone was saying in one of the areas where they were saying, oh, well, they have to be vaccinated. I think someone said 30% of the people. And that was that 30% was the black urban area. And what
right,
I've
30%, just... The 30% of people, our people are the least vaccinated according to statistics. Again. I understand why. I'm glad they do understand. I'm only gonna go so far as saying that's almost showing you that we're resistant. I can't be responsible if you don't see the whole overall picture of what's gonna happen. But right now, blacks are very reluctant. Now, here's the key: they letting people in the country that are not vaccinated. Are they going to blame the blacks? Because here's where it gets deep, everybody. If you could allow the Afghans and all these groups to come in on the border without being checked, then who are you following your Constitution? Now, y'all say the Constitution is part of the land and common law and all you Moors, I heard that's all how long. Now, y'all watching this going on. Why aren't y'all putting Ray say, well, y'all know enough law to put petitions in. See, this is where it gets quiet. facts matters. See, you can't escape your lack of knowledge. Ain't going to be no escape. Because all the money that blacks got today, we got billionaires. You know how much money our people got? We're the richest slaves. I did a show about this. We're the richest slaves, ex-slaves on the planet, or slaves still on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how the hell are you going to explain that to Yahweh or Jesus or Allah that you were the richest slaves on the planet and still can't get it together? How that sound? How do you sound to the three gods that they got y'all all believe, everybody believe? How that?
Well, it sounds like we all are responsible on this call. Because we are the ones that's speaking all of this. So if we are the ones speaking it, why can't we be the ones to gather ourselves together and do something about this? This is our fault because we're talking it. But we're not doing anything about it. You know what I had decided? I thought I would go into, I was looking for where I could get land real cheap. Maybe just start with a few acres, right? Grow hemp, put up a few trailers, get some homeless people, put them in, and or whatever, homeless people, veterans, and start like that. I thought about Alabama because I did want my own zip code. Then I begin to realize, okay, I know the land is really cheap there, but they're hitting it hard with these man-made floods now. So then what I decided is I said, okay, I'll go right into Pennsylvania where the mountains are because in Virginia years ago, what they started to do was blow up the mountains. And I couldn't understand that. And then I thought to myself, they're blowing up the mountains because they're going to flood us out. So if they're flooding us out and that water's coming in from the ocean, the mountains is going to slow that water up. So they blew up the mountains. But in Pennsylvania, still, all you see is mountains. So I begin to realize, well, I go in Pennsylvania, which the land is cheap there, too. It used to be. And so I figured I'd go into Pennsylvania. Go ahead.
Now, let me ask you this, because you're going now, you do understand that, being that we trying to explain that we are giving you a solution, to get land today, your credit is going to be evaluated.
I don't buy land on mortgage terms. I don't use mortgage.
If you could explain to me how you do it, I don't know if you want to do it online.
It doesn't cost that much.
That's what the Arabs do. The Arabs are now, let's go with that.
I never
brought anything in for
a mortgage.
Point.
I never use mortgages.
No, but you made a good point. Now, I noticed that other groups, and I'm going to let you in next. Other groups are able to come in to the black neighborhood and use cash, because we just said earlier, y'all said yourselves, you better use cash to keep aside, the grab bag, you never know. Now, how they got accessibility to that much cash to take over a neighborhood should be very much discussed amongst the people to have a meeting to have that. Go ahead, sister. Let me hear from you. Georgia.
Okay.
Georgia. Let me get another call. Georgia, you on with us?
Yes. I wanted to comment on that video that you played with the nurses.
Yeah.
Wanting to do the mandate.
Yeah.
That right there was heartening to hear. And I don't watch a lot of television, but this right here shows that your title of Armageddon is here. The American people, and I'm not saying black and white, I'm saying the American people as one. Listen to Satan media. They listen to Satan corporations. They listen to the Satan politicians. And they do not use the common sense that the Creator in heaven gave us. We don't use our five senses. Because if we did, we would know that our country is being taken over in the name of COVID, climate change. That who pushes it? The devilish Democratic Party. Malcolm X was right on point, and most blacks then probably didn't hear him, and they damn sure don't hear him now, because those are the parties that has created jungles for black people. We have ghettos. We have nothing but Arabs taking over. There's no black communities in any black city on this planet called United States of America. And we stand by and we listen to them. And we look at it and we don't care anymore. We don't question. And how can we get to these people? We can't get to them through Facebook because the Democrat Party, the devils control that. We can't get to them through Twitter or Instagram. We have to do it the old-fashioned way, guys, through the mail. And we have to mail these letters to these people who listen to these devils. Because if we do not get reach them, because they are on this line right now, still believe the Democrat Party is the party for the black people. And all they have done is obeyed the aliens who are probably trying to take over. I think we are in a galactic war. I think we have good angels,
well, y'all said that.
Aliens,
y'all,
and bad
y'all
ones.
Said that for,
and,
yeah, y'all said that.
Yeah, and the bad ones are the party that say global climate, the PPP, Paris War,
yeah.
The party who says it's okay to kill babies at 9 months, the party who always choose racism, systemic, and look what they did with the over there at the border. 15,000 Haitians staged before because the devils wanted distraction in the media, and what did they do? They say that they're beating them. Like the old Maxine Waters, they're beating them like slavery. Oh, and then here goes Dimension Senile Biden, who won 81 million votes, who stayed in the basement, just came out and says, we're going to get them. We're going to prosecute them. And then come to find out the videos don't show nobody getting beaten. No, they don't show nobody.
Hold on. Let's go there because I watch a lot of this. And again, that's why I told y'all, fake news, we heard this. And then we also had a show where they can actually Photoshop certain things they want to and make it look like fake news. Right now, we watching a Hollywood show. They even got on Amazon with Reese Witherspoon about the morning news. They let you know we brainwashing you through these news entities of celebrities that we think are stars, like celestial. Just, I'm telling you, these people are very, whatever on earth as above, they got the people as celestials. So you believe in them. You believe in them. And they do all this crazy stuff. Now I'm going to ask y'all a question, y'all. I told you this show was about Biden Armageddon. I got proof right here. I'm going to say this right now so we can get deep. This what came out. I'm not saying this. This come out their own stuff. They say the question they were asked was, are the jabs connected to Bluetooth? The facts that the numbers change, that the people passing only makes sense that these people themselves are devices. Even a broken clock two times, the Atlantic report, absurd killer. Now, this is what they're going to add. This is how it gets crazy. You don't realize you don't Americanize, as they say, not globalize. Look what they said. The Atlantic reported on an absurd liberty killer being tested in the state of Australia with facial recognition, geological technology will track all these. Every move in the name of COVID. This come out, they said interstate travel within Australia is severely restricted. The government of Australia, one of the six states, developed a new testing. Listen to this. It's an app to free to enforce quarantine rules. They're going to put an app that if they don't quarantine, listen carefully, y'all, if they don't quarantine, returning travelers quarantined at home will be forced to download the app that combines facial recognition and geological location. And if you don't reply within 15 minutes, that's like a wife, a girlfriend, that you got to respond to every minute. Imagine that now. I told people, I said, they actually doing what we see happening. It says it would take a picture of their face in the location where they are supposed to be. Should they fail, the local police department will be sent to follow up the person. And if they don't, tell them how often they will ransom the bases they will have to reply within 15 minutes. This is coming from the Prime Minister, Stephen Marshall. Called Home Base Quarantine App. Now, y'all better wake up real quick here in America, real quick, and see what's been working and see what's not been working. If you can get land, we ain't against none of that. None of that. All we say to you is you better act quickly because they got to collapse this soon. Y'all just heard. They got to collapse this soon because it's not going to. Now, here's where it gets deep for you women. If you women and who are following, remember, all the black women are for socialism in the Democratic Party. I mean, hardcore. They fire as hell lesbians. I don't even know what to say no more. I mean, unbelievable. Like, what? So this is what's happening. But when you can watch this, black people, I don't care where you're from, this party is the only party that had a member have a meeting in Switzerland to say they should do what? And now they want to, after this meeting, they said they want to vaccinate your kids. Okay. This meeting was done, Bobby. Just think about it when you hear this person. How they can have a meeting like this and now they want to vaccinate young people. Really?
Not going to be here for much longer because of the climate crisis. We only have a few months left. I love that you support the Green Deal, but it's not getting rid of fossil fuel is not going to solve the problem fast enough. A Swedish professor saying, you know, we can eat dead people, but that's not fast enough. So I think your next campaign slogan has to be this. We got to start eating babies. We don't have enough time. There's too much CO2. All of you, you're pollutants. Too much CO2. We have to start now. Please, you are so great. I'm so happy that you're really supporting the Green Deal, but it's not enough. You know, even if we would bomb Russia, we still have too many people, too much pollution. So we have to get rid of the babies. That's a big problem. Just stopping having babies is not enough. We need to eat the babies. And this is very serious. Please give a response.
Okay, thank you. No, thank you. Thank you. We'll go ahead.
Okay.
No, we'll go ahead. It's a, no. Yeah, no. Thank you. So I think, yeah, no, so one of the things that's very important to us is that we need to treat the climate crisis with the urgency that it does present. Luckily, we have more than a few months. We do need to hit net zero in several years. But I think we all need to understand that there are a lot of solutions that we have and that we can pursue, and that if we act in a positive way, there's space for hope. We are never beyond hope. Okay.
That's Jesse Jackson. That's AOC. At her meeting, they wanted to eat babies. Now, why is that not on the news? Here's a meeting where a major ain't nobody in politics have a meeting where they say we need to eat the babies. And dead people. But dead people, you already eating because it's called the Impossible Burger. You already eating that.
That's right. Can't tell a fish when you go to one of these fast food places,
yeah.
Fish from beef from the pork.
You don't know what you want to eat. Everybody acting like they got, you ain't got control. If you can't control the substance of your food, we are under control. That's why a bunch of us trust. Don't be brainwashed. You in the Matrix. You better understand. This is great. Let's get some more on the air. Let me get a commercial break because we about to go deep. Because I think we got past to 11:30. And they had me all nervous. I said, wait a minute. I know it's to 11:30. But you know how it works. They might cut us off early. But, you know, we still got to do what we do. All I'm going to say to y'all right quick, take a quick break. We're going to come right back. Let me get my notes together because we still got a lot. Y'all think it's over. And no. Or to fight the zombies, because this is what this coming out there. See, this is what I'm not just running my mouth. They got a zombie apocalypse manual that sounds like it is in effect. Like Ray said, the killing is going on. If your body got shots and you already got 5G on you and you already surrounded heavily with 5G like they are in Chicago with their array of things, that's why you might be saying, I'm about to lose my mind up in here.
Hey, guys.
Y'all gon' make me lose my mind. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me go all out. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me act a fool. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me lose my cool. Up in here, up in here.
If I got to bring it to you cowards, then it's gonna be quick. I owe your mans up in the jail before. Suck my dick and all the motherfuckers you run with. Get done with, dumb quick. The fuck you throwing poster dog on some bum shit? I said go to gun click, 911 shit, all over some dumb shit. Ain't that some shit? They niggas remind me of a strip club. Cause every time you come around, it's like, what? I just gotta get my dick sucked. And I don't know who the fuck you think you talking to, but I'm not him, I explain. So watch what you do, or you gon' find yourself buried next to someone else. And we all thought you loved yourself, but that couldn't have been the issue. Or maybe they just saying that now cause they miss you. And the niggas tried to diss you, that's why you laying on your back, looking at the roof of the church. Preacher telling the truth and it hurts.
Y'all gon' make me lose my mind. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me go all out. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me act a fool. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me lose my cool. Up in here, up in here.
Off the chain, I leave niggas soft in the brain. This nigga still wants the fame, off the name. First of all, you ain't rapped long enough to be fucking with me and you. Strong enough. So whatever it is you puffin' on, I got you thinking that you Superman. I got the kryptonite, and I smack him with my dick in the mic. Y'all niggas characters, not even good actors. What's gonna be the outcome? Let's add up all the factors. You whack, you twisted, your girl's a hoe. You broke, the kid ain't yours, and everybody knows. Your own man say you stupid, you be like, so? I love my baby mother, I never let her go. I'm tired of weak-ass niggas, whining over foot that don't belong to them. Fuck is wrong with them? They fucking up for real niggas like my mans and them, who get it all from the shrimp or the hands with them.
Man, y'all gon' make me lose my mind. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me go all out. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me act a fool. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me lose my cool. Up in here, up in here.
I bring down rain so heavy it hurts the head. No more talk. Put him in the dirt instead. You keep walking, unless you're trying to end up red. Cause if I end up dead, I end up dead. Cause you's a soft type nigga, fake up north type nigga. Push like a soft white nigga. Dog is a dog, blood thicker than water. We done been through the mud and we quicker to slaughter. The bigger the order, the more guns we run out. When the finish, everybody come out. When the body burn out, sun in the sun out. I'ma keep the gun out, nigga run in his mouth. I'ma blow his gun out. Listen, your ass is about to be missing. You know who gon' find you? Some old man fish. Grandma wishing your soul's at rest, but it's hard to digest with the size of the hole in your chest.
Y'all gon' make me lose my mind. Up in here.
Yeah, we done lost it. We done lost our mind, bro. Unbelievable. Up in here. We about to get it on. Welcome back to the Helios Friday edition. Biden apocalypse symbolic location. We about to go into that. Hey, those of you on the line, about yeah, better jump on there and put you. I'm gonna put you on there, and because if I don't, y'all going to be not be heard. So if you want to jump in, put the number one button on. I'm going to put Ray back in here. Ray, so it won't jump off. Got you back in here. Everybody in here who want to be on. If you want to be on the line, keep yourself muted. We're going to bring y'all back in because they may let us go over, but you'll still be able to stay in the program. Okay? So it's all the program. So let me go to 6587. Try to keep yourself muted if you got to do things. That may make less noise. That's just how we try to do it. Now, all I'm going to say to y'all here who's listening, let's ask ourselves some solutions. Money, your money game, whatever you got to do what you got to do. We're not into your private life, but just as a group of people, I don't know your locations, but let's just say that if we are bartering seems to be, the internet is going to be the new money game. Whatever you can do on the internet, you better start learning. If you're older, you better start realizing all this stuff is going to happen with the money. because right now it could be either or. If they collapse it, they could take all pension. It ain't going to happen right away because of these laws, what they are telling you with this bill. It's called an infrastructure bill, everybody. Infrastructure. Ask yourself a question. Has it gotten to you? If it's gotten to you only in the terms of you having kids and able to get money off the kids, they know that you are a viable liability. I mean, they see that now. So they trying to get you to take shots for sure based on the fact that you do not know what the side effects of a shot. Now, I'm going to tell you how we ain't thinking. Every commercial that comes on after football, basketball, any movie, all day long, daytime, says there's side effects. All they say is you can take a shot, a side effect of bleeding the eyes, also the heart goes out, you know, can't see tomorrow. You know, there's a lot of side effects. Why are we so willing to take this, everybody, if everybody knows that the commercials show you side effects every day? Does that go along with the Bible story of Armageddon, where the people will be totally oblivious? How's that work in y'all minds? And I got y'all on the line. I want to hear from y'all. Jump in, who fit in. How's that work? Because we say the Bible is a viable book, regardless if we understand the way we do. It gives you a blueprint of, it states that they're going to try to put a mark on people. Right there should be a wake-up call. What kind of mark? That they actually say buy or sell. Now, some people say Social Security card. I guarantee that's part of it, no doubt. And now it's into the point where it's actually, because that's just a card. It's attached to you through paper. But when they go physically altering you to be a 5G device, that's what it says. I ain't saying it. It says to be a 5G device. How do y'all take that now as taking this when somebody got patents for you to become a 5G device? How do we work that? How do we even bring that into our own brain cells that it's beyond black and white right now?
Well, I don't think people are, I'm not saying intelligent enough, because you got the most smartest people with degrees that just don't have common sense anymore, because the media has become their gods, their politicians. So I think that the only way you can reach people is underground. You know, like the guy with the they killed Cooper. Cooper, is that the guy name?
William Cooper, but yeah, Pell Horse. Yeah.
Right. When he got his recognition, I watched him on I think he was on CNN or one of those shows like years ago when he first started. And what he did was he spent his own money and he sent out like 20 to 30,000 letters to individual people describing his goals, and wanted them all to meet at a certain location. And he says, behold, he had thousands and thousands of people there. You know, and I think that if we want to reach the dead, because they're mentally dead, you know, especially when they gravitate on the black and white thing. I mean, people really still, and you sit there and look at yourself, you're like, you're sitting here saying, wait a minute, you know, we have all these black celebrities, we have black politicians, like Dry Bones was saying, how in the hell are we in a racist systemic environment like we were in the 50s? It doesn't equate. It doesn't equate. We have too many mixed marriages. You have too many, you know, it's too many people here. We are the melting pot of Nebuchadnezzar.
Now, the reason why I'm interjecting, because if somebody tells me this was the plot to have the, remember, y'all heard themselves. They said this years ago in the 30s that we were going to give the blacks, make them intermarry, make whites hate their past. This was done a long time ago. So if they're able to do what you're saying, then obviously now you're saying that it doesn't look like it. And that's the thing that we got to look at. If they telling us on TV, oh, we systemically racist, but the people telling you that's on TV making $1 million is black. or close to $1 million. How do we equate that, everybody that's listening on here? When you see that the people that's claiming that we are so bad off,
mm-hmm.
it is the people who are actually millionaires or close to it. How does
or
that
married
work?
Married to a white person.
No, right. But I'm saying, how's that work? I mean, ask yourself all that. How's that work? That we
can watch
people.
It's an illusion.
So basically, we're saying that the people on the TV is fake. Now we back to reality again. Fake news. So
right.
If the fake news got people pretending to be champions for the black community, I'm going to go with the black community right now, and it's been around and got the old school money, all the HBCs are connected to this. Stephen A ain't making
right.
all this money being loving us. I mean, I watch every show that I like sports, but I'm not sure we worshiping celebrities. That was during the time when fall of the Roman Empire. Celebrities and cooking hosts. Celebrities and cooking hosts were the major things. Now, I don't know what to tell you. That book was not written by me, but that book was written a long time ago, and yet the similarities is right there with our reality. So y'all got go ahead, jump in. Jump in.
I thought there was someone coming on, but I can say that the reason why it's coming true is because it was pre-written. It's just like the Bible. You know, you have writers like a script, a movie script. You have people who say in 50 years we're going to be in this environment, in 100 years, and they have a plan, and they have a plan to get it to the people for us to become, like the Bible says, sheep. So in order for us to break the spell, I guess that's what Sister Shalene always says, spell. I guess in order for us to break the spell, we have to get disconnected from the evil forces that's trying to accomplish destroying and making everybody slaves, I guess. That's the whole plan is once they break down the United States, most of the other countries are already broken down. You know, we can become their slaves, and we can have that one, like, what's that, Agna, who wanted one God and one world and this one vision.
Well,
and,
we got to bring in the grips what you're saying there. Akhenaten, which is predominant amongst of our Kemetic community people, did do a major change. I mean, when you go to monolithic to poly, poly to monolithic, it's kind of strange that some guy would be able to destroy all the religious gods to make one God, and then all of a sudden this one God is what we are worshiping that day. It's really an amazing book that's being written. Let me just say this to all of you who listen. We're going to stay on, jump on if you're on the internet. If you're not, if you want to talk, but if you're able to do things, if you mute yourself, you still be in the show. So if you're eating, do anything, we want to keep it going. If you got a question, you want to jump in, unmute yourself, jump in if you're still listening, because I know you can move around and do both things. That's how powerful we are. But let's do something here. Now, I don't know how to tell people stuff, but I like sci-fi, and that's why Friday night was good. Now, let me just say this. If you could make a movie about something before it come out, and I'm going to take all y'all. Why is the black community is not even and where are the preachers? People going to church now, I heard that some preachers are now saying things about what's going on. Are the preachers, I mean, come on. I mean, they just working too. It's like a government check. So they part of the what? The papacy. This program, if you read the papacy, the Pope. Everybody in power right now is Catholic, just like it was for JFK. That's what, see, Malcolm X was talking about JFK, Democrat. Yeah. Yeah. All right,
what's going on? Just let me think about where to start.
Well, he saw something. What is it?
I saw a virus. I think some kind of disease.
A virus? Like what? Like SARS?
I don't know. All I know is that it's highly infectious, and it may be fatal. Right now, we could all be infected. If we take this outside, we risk the whole town.
Johnny, how big is this going
to
get?
I don't know. We just have to do everything we can to stop this, starting right now, Walt.
He's right. All right. All right, here's what's going to happen. We need to make sure that everybody that's inside stays inside. I'm going to get a few deputies on it. We'll call it a lockdown.
Lockdown?
Well, until I come up with something better.
Walt, no. No, you cannot lock the school doors. With-
this is for your family's safety.
Will I get sick too?
Yeah. Maybe we should wear masks. What difference does it make? According to you, we've already been exposed. Let's get one thing straight, Mr. Smith. I'm responding to political pressure.
You have no reason to be scared. Let me ask you something, Amy. Animals. You've been around any animals in the backyard, even, let's say, a skunk, a raccoon? I'm going to swab the inside of your mouth with this little Q-tip. Trying to get a handle on this animal. Damn efficient airborne transmission. Blood tests and swabs aren't telling us much. We know it acts like a virus. It causes high fever and respiratory distress. Tracking and treating a mysterious outbreak like this would take the CDC months.
We better get started then. Anyone who hasn't been exposed already needs to wear a mask.
China. Isn't that where flu viruses come from?
Yeah. A lot of viruses come from there.
International flight to China?
That's no coincidence.
Whatever it is that originated in China.
Time is not on our side.
It's like looking for a needle in a needle stack.
We have ruled out all the usual suspects. Influenza, SARS, bacterial pneumonia.
How long is it going to take?
Well, it took 34 days to isolate the coronavirus that caused SARS, and that's fast.
I'm authorizing a quarantine on everyone who's come in contact with a symptomatic person.
There's got to be something I can do.
On the enzyme antivirus
the chloroquine
they were
using. So the chloroquine. So the chloroquine.
So the chloroquine.
This is it. This is your virus.
I'm sorry, but there's no cure for that. Chloroquine, that's an anti-malarial drug.
No. Listen. Suppresses the enzymes.
Oh,
welcome back, you damn fool. What happened?
We started everyone on chloroquine, stopped the thing dead in its tracks. Now, the CDC would have figured it out eventually, but not in time.
Is that sci-fi or reality? This was a movie way before COVID called Dead Zone. Dead Zone, everybody. This is an actual sci-fi, come on, sci-fi channel. I said to myself, come on, man. Come on. I feel like football. Come on, man. Are you serious? The same drug they say they can cure it today is in this movie 7 to 8 years before the COVID so-called pandemic. Now, y'all be the ones on here. Now, I mean, we got to start thinking now because, remember, our people destroyed for lack of knowledge. Now, what knowledge did we destroy from is the question. Now, are y'all going to go to church on Sunday and get ready for football? We got to ask. How's that work? I got y'all the mic. I mean, how can somebody have this out already? And now the governor of Florida, DeSantis, these have enough sense to say, we got those who got natural, they got a thing you can go to and get minerals or some type of to boost your stuff. Not no vaccine. How about minerals? Magnesium, zinc. How about those things? So these are simple things to solve a lot of problems, but of course, media seems to have a powerful elixir on the masses of people. Go ahead, jump in. You want to say something?
Tyree, well, got your answer, but
go ahead.
Oh. COVID, they patented COVID back in 2005. They had a patent on it. Dr. Fauci had his money invested in it in 2007. So it's definitely a man-made disease.
Right, and now he getting caught. Now here's what gets deep. I'm glad you said that. Brother Ray jumping right there. Now I've seen Fauci. He's an older gentleman. And he was around with the AIDS. I heard I did a program where he was with the AIDS stuff. Now, why are we listening to this dude as if, you know, he don't have a history of this? And then being that AIDS killed a lot of blacks, first they said it was gay disease, then it went to being a black disease. So, I mean, he was at that same time frame. How does that work, Ray, with that generation, to see a guy who was in your generation a part of the AIDS epidemic?
Well, first of all, he's a Nazi, and that's where it's coming from. The people who have promised to rule the world, and they've been in our government since the 40s, when Henry Kissinger was brought here by the Roosevelt administration, and they've been running this country ever since, because they're smarter than these they're smarter than these dumb white boys who've been running this country. So they tricked them, and we always say they tricked them and dicked them. So they've taken over, and they're running, and they're doing what they want to do. They control our Food and Drug Administration. They control our pharmaceutical industry. They control our government. And we're sitting back acting like we know who Fauci is, but we won't do anything about it. They know who Fauci is, but they won't do anything about it. Everybody's afraid. They're scared of this demon, of the devil. But you have to stand up, and that's all I'm saying to black people. Stand up.
Because there are black professions that that did say they weren't going to do this. Because again, I'm suggesting to everybody that, and when you look at Fauci, and here's another thing I got a problem with too. It's just so sad, but a lot of women watch The View. Now I don't mind free speech, but look what they're promoting on The View. Very hateful women. Very hateful women. Mm-hmm. I mean, very mean-spirited. Whoopi just got off recently, but very mean-spirited, attack stuff. If you don't like what they like, they going after you. That's what that means. How do we look at this? And you come from you around. You got Maxine Waters, who just is your age. How do you look at that, how she come off? I mean, she only comes out for racial stuff. She doesn't come out for the shooters of blacks. How'd that work?
Well, you know what I've always said? Whoever controls your stuff controls your will. They don't belong to our nation. We have a nation, I said earlier, we need to act as a nation of people, not as a party. I agree with that. And if we come together and form our nation and select from among us who would represent us, we know that Maxine Waters would not be one of them. But we have people who could. We have people who come call on your show who could do those jobs. But all we have to do is do it. We don't have to continue to deal with them.
Let me ask you, because politics, say we get a party. I'm talking hypothetical right now. Okay, we still got to do we still have to interact as a political entity to create our own, even we get our own, because, again, within a system. Okay, so if we do the third party, which seems to be a very, very monstrous event, if that was ever take place, that would be magnificent. If people say we leaving the parties, all of them, and create an independent party.
One time.
That would be a major blow to everybody's psyche. But unfortunately, I will say the loyalty to the college fraternities that is being promoted through television and so forth, Spike Lee is the number one proponent of this, keeps people still loyal to a loyalty thing that is supersedes, like, if I'm black and I may not have the fraternal order of his fraternity, he won't hire me. This is going on for a long time. So we have to realize
we got to deal with that. That means if we organize, we have to deal with that. And I'm saying to you, you remember when I had 50,000 people?
No, how do we do it now? Because I'm saying, how do we do it? Okay, for instance, to talk to you've been there. To talk to these fraternal orders and these different groups.
I don't waste time with them.
No, but I'm saying,
they're
so we go. Okay, so we go. So I'm trying to say. So we go supersede them. Go straight to what would be the group? Okay, groups like us. But then we gotta have a capital. So are we gonna be able to say, for instance, most black folks gonna have to say, are you gonna sacrifice your funds for your development? Is that how you see about how you see? And I got many of you on the line. Please, do you see that happen in your area?
Well, I can
see.
I can
go ahead.
Okay, I can say here in the Georgia area, a lot of people are pretty brainwashed, and reaching the alumni and those kind of groups would not probably be very successful here.
Like Ray said.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can agree with him on that. You have to, I think, create a group of people who wants to be in the politics, because in order for you to create your own party, you got to be a third party. Like if Trump would have went on and created a third party, we would not be in this situation. He would have destroyed the Republicans, the rhinos, because those Republicans are part of the evil Democrats as well. So I would say at least 30% of those Republicans are awful. You know, so if we could create a third political party and all the blacks lead the damn Democrat Party, I don't give a damn how many refugees and the borders they get over here, they would not be able to handle 40 or 50 million people just leaving them. That's a change. That's what we need, something like that. If black people could stop believing that these Democrats are representing them and realize they're not, and try something different. And then I would also say about real estate, too. Let me say something about real estate. If these people stay in power, it's best to go and find you some property as much as you can and get you a rental portfolio, okay? A rental portfolio, because they will pay for that. You know, they will pay for people to stay, these refugees. Now, if you go buy some land, like the sister said, she want to buy cash, maybe $5,000 or $10,000. But I used to be a lender, a loan officer. It's good to use other people's money. And most land does cost more than that. And we need to look at land and building something to make money off of rental. Because when you look at the real estate market, they're building all these apartments, townhouses. They're not building a lot of houses. I know the wood is kind of scarce right now, but they're looking. These big pocket people are investing into rental portfolios, you know, and they're not using people with millionaires. They don't use their own money. They use other people's money.
No, nobody. That's the whole key. That's called credit. That's why I made it clear to everybody earlier. The problem is, are we on the same level with what we're talking about when it comes to credit? Because we're in a capitalist society.
Credit.
The
key
to this is. The key is, do we want to keep it capitalist, or do, because once you go against capitalism, then you are going to go socialism. There's no other way to go. So, tell me where to go. We need to hear where can we go, because I have not seen anything that showed me anything different right now.
Countries.
You're not going to see it until you do it.
Seventh
Avenue, if you can recall. We bought everybody together.
No, that's Seventh Avenue. I understand that's small. But we said what you just said. We talk about going to government-wise. We are capitalists,
Yes, we'll be our own government. We break away from their government. We break away from Democrats and Republicans.
I've heard this before. When you say break away, you've got to have another government recognize you.
If you want to use the word government, we are the government ourselves. We created everything there is.
I understand what you're saying. A lot of people are going to say that. I said, even though you say that, Ray should know this because his brother was instrumental in international affairs. You got to have a charter. You cannot claim yourself, everybody.
Constitution.
And anything.
I have a whole country.
You got to have
but
a Constitution.
But see, we're not even a part of the Constitution if you really look at it. We're not a part of anything of this country. No, we're not. Yes, we are.
Yes,
why
are,
don't we have what everybody else has when we go and we vote them in, right? What do we get? We're not a part of this system. We're really not.
Because we keep voting the wrong people in. They're representing us.
No matter who we vote in.
No, we don't.
This is a good call.
Hold on. Let me go to sister first. Sister, you said it's our land. When they came here, they had to have a charter. Then they come here, they made agreements. So whoever was here, hold on. This coming from y'all. I looked at the history. The history said people was here. Y'all claim to that. I'm with that. If we was here, then that means we accepted charters. That means we knew charter law. That means we knew navigational law. We knew that we were going to allow them in for a certain amount of time. Because you don't do this overnight. This takes hundreds of years.
But let me say this.
So, hold on. Y'all like to say stuff, but how does it happen? The happen is you got to answer the happening. How does somebody who's been here this long, and then y'all say it's just the white man, but the white man didn't come. It was Malala.
He came to kill, steal, and destroy, and he did it. He came and killed everything in sight. Denise Wilson helped fund us this very well. Denise Wilson helped. I'm telling you, Denise Wilson helped would not dispute what I'm saying. I said, and all y'all on here listening, y'all can raise talking, but I'm listening, but I'm saying.
Y'all know, y'all heard this. Ain't no way Christopher Columbus was not white.
No.
Was not white.
He was Spanish and Jewish. That's what he was.
Okay.
He said he,
now,
yeah.
He's not, he was not, he was not of the so-called European that y'all claiming. He was of Sephardic mixture of what? The Moors of Libya, Morocco, all them areas. I looked this up, and I've seen it. If I can find this, y'all should be able to find this. Now, if this is the case, y'all say they only give you one guy that guides them. That's the Pedro dude. That's a lie. It was a bunch of them with them. They was chartered by Queen Isabella and them through the wars of Cordoba and Salamanca. And so that's where Ricardo Montalban comes in. And so these groups that y'all claiming did not come. There was no Scandinavians or no Britain or no France. It was Spain who was connected to who? The Moors.
And
that's
and
where
they're back. They're running Miami right now.
Hold on. We don't want to hear
Miami
it.
Right
the
now.
Problem is we and have not come to grips with this. Because if I'm telling you the blacks, with the, I mean, this is coming from Dr. Claude Anderson, Dr. Clark, Dr. Ben. I mean, A.J. Rogers or your day, Ray, he came. I mean, come on. Arthur Schoenberg is in your time, said the same thing. I'm reading their book. They said that these blacks had mulatto kids. So if they had mulatto kids and they brought them over to America, aren't we involved?
Yes, we are.
America?
But and that,
okay.
If
now,
anyone's heard of Johnny Appleseed, Johnny Appleseed was a Caucasian person that went around raping the Moor women. Now they call the word Indian came from indigenous, because all Indian is what they call mulattoes.
Okay,
and
what's
that's
India?
Where that came from.
Okay, what's India? What's India in India, which is Kali? They blacker than us, just as black as you, just as black as anybody in the world.
Mm-hmm.
How come India is called Indo-European?
Because it's really not even India. Most of India on that map, most of that is Africa anyway.
Okay, so
we cannot.
Now you're gonna go with Africa. I'm not saying facts matter, so don't get mad. Fact, you're going with Skippy Africanus, a Roman, who was supposed to be what? A black or white. That's the problem. See, we already been I can tell we've been defused because I have brother on here.
Yeah, the name. It's just the name Africa. That's not the real name, but that's what we use.
Not the name of Africa. So if
that's
we go with that premise, now we find that the name ain't Africa. So now we say, okay, so hold on. But that doesn't mean India called it that. So you called it Africa, but they didn't call it that. So if the blacks in all that area that's dark-skinned, they didn't go by what we go by with color. They were already knowing that the earth had melanation. So what we went through was a dehumanized melanization process, right?
That's
what I'm saying.
Johnny Appleseed.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, what is the carbon tax? If they're going to tax you on your breathing and while you're wearing that mask, isn't that part of melanization? Because carbon is a key component to melanin. So if you are not breathing real oxygen and they're going to charge you for being a carbon print, so what are we really talking about now? We're talking about global slavery, right? Because everybody
and
has
murder.
To breathe.
And it's murder.
Everybody has to breathe, right?
Yes, there's carbon dioxide right in all of the masks.
Now, the question is, it's murder. Is this really white people only? Because, see, y'all generation, I have to come to grips with, been told it's always been only white folks. But we have had the internet, books that have been out that y'all didn't get a chance to read, some of them, and more, shows that blacks, people, made agreements with these people, and the women were the main agreement makers, according to the writings. And then we find out that all the trees was women had to sign a treaty for it to give the land away because that was part of the culture. So, if this is true and factual, then why does black people denounce their birthright to the land by saying white folks did this?
Because
you
they don't
know
anything.
Can I say something?
Black folk are still at the bottom. Black folk are still the number one last hired the number one in the prison system, number one with cancer, with AIDS,
but
with every disease.
This is where the religious stuff come in. Because listen, you religious, you believe in Jesus. Y'all religious. Some of y'all religious.
I'm not saying what I know our people.
I'm not at y'all. It's called a dry bone. We trying to reach people. So I'm saying that our people, even though what Ray's saying is true, I still, no matter who I see is of our people, who I love, is still connected to Christianity and a religious aspect in their life.
That's not important. You're religious.
You know you're religious. You do talk about being with Jesus in church. Now, we got people
Let me explain. I'm not attacking that.
You got a CD that got you talking about God and everything. So you got a religious aspect, a spiritual aspect. I'm saying is
but we can't attack one another. It doesn't matter what anyone is. But what we have to do is come together as one, no matter who it is.
We
got to come together
time.
If we all think
all
the same way. Go ahead. Let me shut my mouth. Go ahead.
No, I'm not saying you saying there's nothing wrong, but I'm saying let's be honest with our facts. You just said facts hurt. That's the first thing you said. This is going to hurt. You've been around longer than me, probably.
I've been around longer than most of the people on this call.
Right. So I mean, think about it. You had a time where I'm sure you in the same frame I'm at. If you see that our people is hard to be reached because of what y'all Bible, now this is what I'm saying. Y'all do read the Bible. I know you do, and everybody else who's on here has read. The Bible states that the people will be destroyed for lack of knowledge, and it said they were a stiff, hard-necked people. Now, you got to look at the scriptures now of what people do. How long can you keep telling black folks, bro, you've been telling them in your lifetime. I'm in my lifetime going into my final time. We still saying the same thing to our people. That means something has happened
because it's us. We're around the wrong people. But it doesn't make a difference if a person is a Christian, Muslim, or whatever they are. I'm going to let you in, John, as soon as I say this. It doesn't make a difference who we are and what we are as long as we all are thinking together. The people that say, hey, listen, I'll never take a shot. We start coming together. Then we say, well, I'll never do this. It doesn't make a difference if we're Christian or Muslim or who we are.
I'm going to tell you why this is really dangerous, what we're saying. Go ahead.
I wanted to comment on us, the reason why I still say we need a third party, okay? The reason why we need a third party is because of the fact that we have to think outside the box. Let's just say hypothetically, Christopher Columbus, that shit never happened. Okay? Why do we have to celebrate that every year? You know why we have to celebrate that a year? Because it's his story, and he's trying to confuse you to believe that this man came over here and the Indians was here and all this, you know, all this whatever.
Yeah.
The whole planet was black, period.
Hold on. But you're saying something that we just
said. I have not even finished my statement, though.
But you're making the same statement. You say that Columbus not white. He's not white.
Okay, right. Right. We don't even know if he's white. Some people say he's Italian, but
no, he's not white. This ain't nobody. No. Time out. We ain't gonna let that go. Facts show in Salamanca College in Spain, where the Moors Museum is at, he is not a white man. He had a bunch of black mulatto and blacks on the ship. They came over here,
he
took people over there and Christianized them because guess what? Hold on. I just got to know if you know the truth about this. Who was making the cathedrals in those times?
Does that say about now? What I'm trying to get to. We are in trouble
now. No, because what happens
right
is
now.
We die
right
because
now.
We don't accept what's going on. If black